back.
President says there's reason for optimism.
Andrea Yates argues she's not guilty.
By reason of insanity.
First day of spring, snowed in.
Just kicking back. There ain't a whole lot you can do.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. It's the beginning of America's fourth year in Iraq, and President Bush will renew his arguments that the invasion was the right step. CBS News correspondent Bill Plant reports from the White House.
3 years into the war in Iraq, with casualties mounting and no end in sight, the president makes the case today that there's progress and reason for optimism. In Cleveland later, Mr. Bush plans to give some examples of that progress. Increased territory controlled by Iraqi troops, some reconstruction of Iraq's infrastructure. Today's speech is one of a series the president is making in an attempt to reassure the nation and help stop his slide in the polls. Bill Plant, CBS News, the White House.
In Iraq,
things do seem to be heating up.
Memories of the initial hours of the U.S.-led invasion. Here's CBS News correspondent Lara Logan in Baghdad.
There has been progress on the political front, but certainly on a day-to-day basis, this anniversary is passing without much incident. People in Baghdad this morning were subjected to a roadside bomb attack on an Iraqi police convoy, followed by small arms fire. And so for them, it was just another day.
A former Iraqi Prime Minister Ayad Alawi says the conclusion is unmistakable.
It's unfortunate that we are in a civil war. We are losing a day as an average 50 to 60 people throughout the country, if not more.
But Vice President Dick Cheney disputes Alawi's choice of words, telling CBS News.
The assessment that we get from General George Casey, who's our man commanding in Iraq, from Zalk Alizad, the ambassador, from John Abizaid, who's the general in charge of Central Command, doesn't square with that.
Well, this is day one of the capital murder retrial of Andrea Yates, who's admitted drowning her five children in the bathtub of the family's Houston home in 2001. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick is covering.
The jury in the last trial found Yates guilty of capital murder in the deaths of three of her children and voted for life in prison. But that conviction was thrown out because of the mistaken testimony of a psychiatrist who said there had been an episode of Law and Order in which a character had postpartum depression, drowned her children, and was found to have been insane. Yates was believed to be a fan of that TV show, but no such episode ever aired.
Yates' ex-husband, Rusty, remarried Saturday in the same church where the funeral was held for his children. This is the first day of spring, but you could fool a lot of people in the plains.
Roads are froze over. There's a lot of blowing snow. The wind's blowing pretty good.
James Mayfield is a trucker stranded at a bar in Rapid City, South Dakota, one of the states getting one more snowy taste of winter. Nebraska is bracing for as much as 15 inches in a storm that's bearing down. At least one traffic death in Colorado is blamed on the weather. In northern Texas, torrential rains are the culprit.
It has been raining probably since Friday.
Drenching an area of Dallas County with as much as 10 inches of rain. The downpours triggered flash flooding. Sam Cathy watched as two women were swept away.
A big wave came along and carried them both, and they had their umbrellas with them, and they just got washed right over the side.
It's not clear what happened to them. At least one death is blamed on the storms in Texas. A devastating storm has left wreckage from one end of northeastern Australia to the other. Cyclone Larry, with 180-mile-an-hour winds, flattened homes and tore up plantations. So far, no reports of casualties. John Wall is a reporter for 4BC Radio in Brisbane.
Both the Air Force and the Army will be ready to move into the affected areas as soon as possible. There are plans for F-111 aircraft to do flyovers to assess the full extent of the damage.
In what's believed to be the first trial of its kind in Afghanistan, a man is charged with converting from Islam to Christianity. Abdul Rahman was arrested last month after his family made the accusation, which he reportedly admits is true. The stakes are high. He could be sentenced to death. It's 4 past the hour.
M760, Progressive Talk.
Well, we're seeing a tough ride this morning. Slick, wet roads. Snow continues to fall, and you'll want to give yourself plenty of time. Now, already dealing with an accident southbound I-25. It's just before 225. Also have an accident westbound I-76 at Bromley Lane. And crews are busy with a crash eastbound I-70 near 225. That's in the clearing stages. Out east, we have two separate accidents working eastbound I-70 at Byers. And then around town, crash working on Arapahoe Foothills Parkway, a new one coming in at 119 in Oxford, and the turnpike is slow, but doing okay so far through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, onto the forecast, snow is going to continue into the morning.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Into Iraq. The one thing they figured out how to do, and they've got right, is intimidating too many Democrats into not speaking their mind.
How is this comment being received?
Well, you know, they don't love it, but you know what? Instead of the illegality of what the president's doing and his arrogance being swept under the rug, I'm having conversations with my colleagues about this now. Some of them aren't happy with it.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Today's the vernal equinox, 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness. Start of another spring lifts our spirits because we know that light, warmth, and growth lie ahead. This is also the beginning of another year for the American military operations in Iraq, where it's uncertain what lies ahead. President Bush.
We're implementing a strategy that will lead to victory in Iraq. And a victory in Iraq will make this country more secure and will help lay the foundation of peace for generations to come.
Others are saying we've stayed too long in Iraq as it is. Chuck Hagel, Republican Senator from Nebraska, on ABC's This Week.
I think it's important that we stop this talk about we're not going to leave until we achieve victory. Well, what is victory? We achieve victory. Saddam's gone. The Iraqis have a constitution. They had an election. It's now up to them.
More after this.
Log on to SBFantasyPortfolio.com and play the CNBC Squawk Box Fantasy Portfolio Challenge. You can win a 2006 Maserati Grand Sport. We'll give you 1 million Squawk Box to test your stock-picking skills with the rest of the nation. Log on to SBFantasyPortfolio.com for complete details. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Contest starts April 4th, ends May 26th. Must be at least 18 and U.S. resident. Winner must pick up a car at a Maserati dealership. For official rules, go to SBFantasyPortfolio.com.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation.
Congressman John Murtha, Democrat of Pennsylvania, said on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday that what we're immersed in now in Iraq is a civil war.
It is a civil war. 25,000 insurgents are fighting with each other inside the country for supremacy. That's the definition of a civil war.
There's no question that that's what some people would like it to be, says Vice President Dick Cheney.
So what we've seen is a serious effort by them to foment civil war, but I don't think they've been successful.
Cheney was on CBS's Face the Nation. And on NBC's Meet the Press, the commander of our U.S. forces in Iraq, General George Casey, said he doesn't think it's a civil war either.
I don't want to sugarcoat it. The situation here is fragile. And I suspect it will remain fragile here until we get a new government, a government of national unity formed. But I don't think we're at the point of civil war yet.
President Bush thinks the Iraqis will get past this moment.
The Iraqi leaders are working together to enact a government that reflects the will of the people.
As for us, says the president?
On this third anniversary, the beginning of the liberation of Iraq, I think all Americans should offer thanks to the men and women who wear the uniform and their families who support them.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Culver's on the mound.
He's got the fastest fastball in the league.
Here's the pitch. Whoa, look out!
Speed isn't worth much without accuracy. Something to keep in mind when shopping for car insurance, too. With Progressive Direct, the rate you get quickly is also accurate, not an estimate. You can even buy your policy instantly. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and talk to a licensed professional 24-7. That's 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Housing and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
The Osgood File, March 20th, 2006.
This is the Hour of...
No power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's 6:09. 9 minutes after 6. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Yeah, we're alive. I got to tell you that it's rough going this morning, and it's snowing out there. But yesterday, people were saying, oh, 12 to 14 inches. It was going to be bad. So I called up John Turk, the producer of this show. At what time? I guess I called you up at about 1 or 2 in the afternoon. I said, man, what are we going to do if there's too much snow? I said, do you think we ought to go get a hotel room?
Not together, obviously, but I mean, do you think we ought to go get a hotel room, get close to the radio station?
Yeah, you better clear that up right now.
Yeah, in case things get really bad. I don't know, he said. I don't know. I don't know. So both of us spent the entire Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening sweating the snowfall. I even got up early this morning, earlier than I normally do. I was up at like 2 a.m., somewhere around in there. And Turk will admit to you, if I can get him to talk, he'll admit to right, you didn't sleep at all last night because you were worried about the snow.
Well, there's all the buildup, you know, and everybody's anxious to see how much snow we'll get. So all night long, about every hour, I'm waking up, looking out my window. Should I leave now? And, you know, just
yeah.
I maybe have like 3 inches at my house.
Yeah, exactly. So we get up this morning, and I leave early for the radio station, and I get out there, and I'm not saying that there's not snow on the ground now, and I'm not saying that things won't be rough on the way to work, and that we'll have traffic 4 times an hour for you with the fabulous Bailey, and I'm not saying that. And then for school closings, go to am760.net. I'm not saying that things aren't bad out there now. I mean, from what I can see out the window, it looks like people are getting around okay. But it was nothing compared to what they were claiming. I had no problem getting to work this morning at 3:30.
Everybody's still waiting for that storm like the one that hit us 3 years ago in March and basically just shut down the city for almost a full week. I was one of the unfortunate ones who was kind of snowed in here at the station and had to stay at this hotel across the way for 3.5 days. Not a whole lot of fun.
No, so it's not like that. So if you're out this morning, please be extremely careful. Go slow. Keep it here on AM760 and go to AM760.net for school closings. Keep it here on AM760. We'll have traffic 4 times an hour, but it is not what they thought it would be. Now the end result is at 6:12, 12 minutes after 6, John Turk and I are exhausted. And we want to go home and go back to bed because we've been up all night. Worrying about the snow on and off. Oh, Lord, what are you going to do? See, you know, you just never know. You just never know.
Well, when your boss comes to you on Friday, you know, as you're getting ready to leave for the weekend, and he says, I want you guys to be aware on Sunday night that the big storm's coming, and we may want you to come and stay at a hotel. When your boss is warning you and telling you to come to a hotel room, you know it's no good.
I just didn't want to come to a hotel room because, you know what, I don't do well away from marrying the animals. I just don't do well away from marrying the animals in my own bed. All right, a number of schools throughout Colorado are either closed or on delayed to start this morning. Cherry Creek schools are on a delayed start. Douglas County schools are on a one-hour delay. Littleton Public Schools are on a 30-minute delay. Did I read that right? Littleton Public Schools are on a 30-minute delay, middle delay start for elementary schools only. Sheridan Schools are on a 90-minute late start, and a number of other districts in Colorado Springs and the Eastern Plains are also closing this morning, including Bennett and Brush. But once again, for a complete list, go to am760.net. All right. 303-713-7600 is the hour of no power here. And it's good to have you along this morning. The other thing is we had a great time. Mary and I had a great time at the Larimer County Democratic Dinner on Saturday night. Saw Ambassador Joe Wilson speak, and it was really worthwhile going to. Met a lot of nice people. Had a really good time. And as you know, this is the third anniversary of the war in Iraq. So we're now entering into our fourth year in this with no end in sight. The Bush administration, of course, puts all the talking heads out yesterday trying to paint the situation, including Cheney on CBS's Face the Nation. You know, they're all out trying to make the best of the situation. And John Murtha did a great job yesterday on Meet the Press. I don't know if you saw that. Representative John Murtha, who is not the only person to echo this thought, but he called for Donald Rumsfeld to resign because he had made such a mess out of Iraq. And he's not the only one. The New York Times also, in their editorial yesterday, hinted that Rumsfeld should throw in the towel and get out, considering the mess that they have made. Suspected insurgents mark the third anniversary of the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq today with roadside bombs that killed at least 7 policemen and authorities reported finding 10 more bullet-riddled bodies dumped in the Capitol, one of them a 13-year-old girl. The violence took up where it left off on Sunday, with at least 35 people dead. Cheney and the administration are painting a rosy picture, saying that we're making progress in Iraq. Meanwhile, Iraq's former prime minister, this is Ayad Alawi, said in an interview with British Broadcasting Corporation that was aired on Sunday, Alawi said there is no other way to describe the increasing violence across the country except Iraq is in the middle of a civil war. It's unfortunate that we are in a civil war. We are losing each day an average of 50 to 60 people throughout the country, if not more, Alawi told the BBC. If this is not a civil war, then God knows what a civil war is. Alawi heads the Iraqi National List, a secular alliance of Shiite and Sunni politicians. You might remember that he was our man in Baghdad, and this was the person that we wanted to see elected prime minister, but he didn't get enough votes, so he's out. Not surprisingly, U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld disagreed in a Washington Post column on Sunday. Rumsfeld argued the talk of a civil war has been overblown, promoted mostly by the terrorists, who, as the defense secretary said, seem to recognize they are losing in Iraq. You know, this is the same guy who said, well, things happen when they were looting. This is the same guy that's, you know, one of the principal architects of the war. And I'll ask you, you know, do you think Donald Rumsfeld ought to resign? I think he ought to get out. 303-713-7600. This whole thing in Iraq has been a mess, yet this administration has not held anybody responsible. And Rumsfeld called the turning over Iraq now the same as turning over Germany to the Nazis in World War II. So we're going to talk about Iraq on and off this morning, also about robocalling and about the Trailhead Group and what they're up to and the dirty politics that they're playing as a 527. But the phone lines are open here if you want to reflect after 3 years in Iraq and your feelings about it at 303-713-7600, and particularly the idea that this administration has not held anybody accountable and that Donald Rumsfeld should resign, that he should get out. And maybe even Dick Cheney, a chief architect of this war, maybe he ought to resign as well. 303-713-7600. I've got four open lines on this snowy Monday morning. So hop to it, get off your half moons, and get plugged in, and let's talk about our three-year involvement in this war of choice.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to denversnewchurch.com.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning, the best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Lasting memories. For instance, they understand that every single night, when Mary and I get ready to go to bed, that if they meet us in the bedroom, they get a cookie. Now, they know that. So they've known that for a long time. And even if you walk upstairs, and both of us find ourselves in the bedroom at the same time, they come up there thinking they're going to get a cookie. So that right there shows their memory lasts a lot longer than 5 minutes. You know, if you love your dogs as much as Mary and I love our dogs, then it's important what you feed them. It really is. And you know something? When you feed yourself, you're very careful about what you eat, right? I mean, you take time in preparing your own meals. And you know what? With dogs, why not do the same thing? Purina One Natural Blends is prepared with the same philosophy in mind. They take the time to prepare the food, and they're careful about what they do. It starts with high-quality, natural ingredients, including white meat, chicken, or lamb, as the first ingredient, and oatmeal and brown rice in there, too. And these ingredients are carefully selected for their natural nutrient content and steam-cooked at the start to help maintain vitamins, minerals, and flavors naturally. The result is a healthy difference that you can see in your dog's energy level, in your dog's skin and coat, teeth and gums, and digestion. And people are always commenting on the way Coco and Jackson look, and that's because we've been feeding them Purina One since the very beginning. The natural dog food from Purina One is so new that it isn't even in the stores quite yet. But if you call today for more information, you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag just in time to pick up this new product when it arrives later this month. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and make a healthy difference in your dog naturally. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Purina One, the food's good for your dog. You'll notice the difference. And you know what? Call now, and you get a free 6.5-pound bag just in time to pick up this new product later this month in the stores. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
Did you know that 40% of all consumers with an HDTV set in their house don't even subscribe to HDTV channels? What are they waiting for? Dish Network is now offering 23 channels of high-definition television. Dish Network has the most HD programming with nearly twice as much national HDTV than the other guys, and more than 200 hours of shows in HD every day. Dish Network just recently launched your local channels in high-definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee apply.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
60% of the people in Iraq believe the sooner we get out, the more stable Iraq will be.
Here's Representative John Murtha, who, among other things, said yesterday on Meet the Press that Donald Rumsfeld should resign. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. For closings, go to am760.net. And we've got traffic, of course, four times an hour. And we're talking about the third anniversary of Iraq. I got three lines open during the hour of no power. 303-713-7600. High today, 28 with snow. I'm sorry, I made that a little warmer than it should be. It's only going to be 26. And your comments this morning on the third anniversary of Iraq, the president will be in Cleveland, I believe, today to once again go out on the trail and try to convince the American people that we're winning in Iraq, that things are good in Iraq, that that we did the right thing in invading Iraq. And, you know, two central questions this morning. Did we do the right thing in invading Iraq? I mean, I'd say absolutely not. And should Donald Rumsfeld resign? I mean, he's one of the chief architects of the situation we're in now. And, You know the thing that gets me the most about this administration? Here's the thing that gets me the most. They are unrepentant. That's the thing that gets me the most. Have you ever noticed this about them? They are unrepentant. In other words, they can't come forward and say that they screwed up. They can't come forward and say that they made mistakes. They keep pretending that things are okay. And for those of us who lived through the Vietnam War, it's kind of like the 5 o'clock follies. And you can't, you know what it is? You can't, I can't, none of us can get any clear picture of what actually is going on over there. In other words, they're saying one thing, and then the former Prime Minister Alawi is saying something totally different. Murtha is saying one thing, and Cheney's saying another. And you can't get a clear picture of where we are. in regards to what's going on there. And there's not going to be any exit anytime soon. Now, this administration will draw down some troops as we get closer to the midterm elections, but we're not going to leave. No matter how much you and I want it, we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. And it's frustrating. It's really frustrating. And the other, what is it, last week we sent 700 more troops. All right, here's Vince in Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Oh, it is a lovely day. It's like a nice hockey rink out here, so that's cool.
Be careful.
I'm going to try. I was really, you know, when you played that clip of Murtha, I was really proud of him. I mean, that was just terrific. And, you know, Tim Russert trying that stupid gotcha game that he always tries. Well, here's what you said then, and weren't you stupid and a liar, and didn't I catch? You know, it's just he's such an idiot. But anyway, yeah, I was very proud of Murtha. I find it kind of ironic that if a Democrat or anybody on the left side at all were to make any sort of comparison whatsoever to Hitler, yeah, that's bad. But here's Rumsfeld. Oh, you know, it's just anytime you want. It's turning it over to the Nazis. La, 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 la,
but
la,
you know what? That's such a bogus analogy.
Absolutely.
Of turning it all, like turning Germany over to the Nazis. I mean, how bogus is this?
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, all these talking points. Every time I hear one of those spokespeople for the Republican Party get out, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, sing along if you know the words. Because they're always doing the same thing. The woman on Bill Maher, the Florida representative.
Oh, Ilya Ross Latham.
God, she should be smacked around. But anyway,
you don't mean that. You don't smack
women. Of course I don't mean that. But she's just, it is so ridiculous. They keep using the argument, well, does anybody think that the world would be safer with Saddam in place? Well, does anybody think that the world would be safer with 2,300 Americans still alive and 53,000 of them still unwounded?
Well, listen, the thing that gets me is why didn't anybody on Bill Maher turn around and ask her, well, is the world more safe now?
Well,
is it a safer place now? I don't think it is it?
Absolutely not. I think the world would be a safer place if America was still had a powerful military and was still respected around the world. Then it would be a safer place.
Yeah,
that's what would make us safe. It wouldn't. It doesn't make us safe by having our military stretched out like a spider web. It's so thin that you know we can't do anything. It doesn't make us safer when everybody in the world hates us. It doesn't make us safer when we're breeding terrorism in Iraq. I mean, you know, can you say that it would be safer with Saddam in place? Well, I'll tell you what. If all the conditions that happened while Saddam was in place were together, yeah, we would be safer. We were safer when he was in place, but we have just gone in and broken it bad.
Yeah, you know what, I agree, and now we're stuck, and this administration only has slogans. It has no plans in any way, shape, or form to get us out. And, you know, that's the number one thing I think we should ask Republicans. That's the number one thing I think we should ask supporters of the president.
Tell us
how you intend to get us out. Tell us how you intend to fix the situation. Give us a plan, not a slogan.
Well, I love the non-excuse. Well, we're there now. We have to stay. Okay. You know, you guys, they don't take any accountability for making every single wrong move, and yet they continue to want to continue to make wrong moves. I think we ought to take all of these guys and say, okay, well, it's time to be accountable. Why don't you guys go over there and be the boots on the ground?
Yeah.
I want to see George and Donald and Cheney. Cheney can shoot people. I mean, we know that.
It's insanity. Vince, thanks, man. Drive safe out there.
All right, man. You have a good day.
Okay, you too. And it is. Isn't it insane to keep repeating the same behavior over and over again? And I really would. You know, if there are any Republicans, and I know we have some, if there are any cons, conservatives listening, supporters of the war, and I know that occasionally you go up and down the dial, you know, I don't want to engage in a big, long, loud argument with you. I would just ask you to please answer the question. For the rest of us, if things are going so well, when can we leave? And how do you intend, how does your president, the leader of this country and the man you support, how does he intend to get us out of this situation? What is the exit strategy if this guy has any exit strategy at all. What would that exit strategy be? Because stay the course is a slogan. It's not a strategy and it's not a plan. And don't turn around and throw it back at us by saying, well, what's your plan? No, we didn't get us into this. You did. So it's up to you. And I would love to ask, the Bill O'Reillys, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys of the world. I would love to ask them, what is your plan to get us out of this mess? To find our way out of this. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. And do you believe in holding people responsible? So Dick Cheney screwed this up. Should Dick Cheney resign? Should Rumsfeld get out? He screwed this up too. Should he resign? All right, it's 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's snowing out there and it's a mess. And we got the fabulous Bailey here with some progressive traffic to keep us informed.
Well, thanks, Jay. You want to give yourself plenty of time this morning because it's going to be a tough ride. Already seeing some trouble. Eastbound I-70 slows with a crash at Federal. We have another accident working northbound I-25 at Plum Creek. And then we're bunching up as you make your way out of the tech center with a crash northbound I-25 at 225. Now, crews are working to clear an accident westbound I-76 at Bromley Lane. And in Boulder, we have a wreck coming in. Actually, it's been there for a little while. Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway, then another one on Highway 119 and Oxford. And keep in mind, the on- and off-ramp is going to be really slick this morning, so you want to slow it down just a bit. Now, on to the forecast. Snow continues with highs near 30 today. We're at 22 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunity.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500. And subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcore.net.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Schock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Schock a call at 720-226-4914.
The cash you need at Check & Go. We'll hold your personal check till payday. Contact us. We'll explain everything and make it easy for you.
Call 1-800-561-CASH to find a Check & Go near you. Or get a cash advance online at checkandgo.com.
Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Say.
say that things are getting better so we can redeploy our troops or withdraw our troops. My argument is that we should say to the Iraqis, this is all about you now, not us, but you. And you've got to have the incentive to take over your own country.
There's Jack Murtha, who did a fabulous job on Meet the Press yesterday morning with Tim Russert. 6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Snow, high today, 26. Go to am760.net for closings, and we've got traffic four times an hour for you. Here's before I go back to the phones, we've got two lines open at 303-713-7600, talking about the war in Iraq. It's the third anniversary. We're now headed into our fourth year. Nobody is in this administration has been held accountable. I don't know how many of you saw this. Task Force 626, big, long front-page article yesterday in the New York Times. In a secret unit's back room, black room, a grim portrait of U.S. abuse. How we could sink to such levels is this. In a windowless, jet-black, garage-sized room, some soldiers beat prisoners with rifle butts, yelled and spit in their faces, and in a nearby area used detainees for target practice in a game of jailer paintball. Go online, you can get this. Also, Time Magazine is reporting that Operation Swarmer, fizzled. Not a shot was fired or a leader nabbed in a major offensive that failed to live up to its advanced billing. And one last thing here. Go to U.S. News and World Report. There is a creepy article in there about the fact that this administration tried to make a justification in a case for physical searches of people's premises without warrants. And the one lawyer claims it was done to him, who's got a Muslim client. Now, you know what? If that doesn't get you out of control, I don't know what will. Searching people's premises without warrants? And once again, most of the mainstream media has not picked up on this story. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We go to Ron in Wheat Ridge. Ron, you're on AM 760. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, a couple things. Right off the bat, I have been totally against this war from day one. I think it was probably the biggest mistake ever in our country. But I wanted to talk about John or Jack Murtha. That's the first, besides Feingold, the first Democrat that's had a pair. I tell you what, I was so impressed that he answers the tough questions and doesn't try to be a political dodger, if you would. You know, you right now, and you say, why don't we get behind Feingold? I don't see all these people lining up behind him, and they talk the rhetoric, but they don't do it. But a couple things. One, and I just say to everyone out there, let's turn the tables. Let's say Iraq was in our country. I mean, we came as liberators when we're occupiers. That's why they hate us. I mean, after, 3 years, we bombed their sewer systems. We bombed their water systems. How many Iraqis have lost their life? I don't know. You know the number. It's many thousands.
Oh, yeah, easily.
What if that was in our country? What would we be doing? I mean, we'd be doing the same type of situation as these insurgents, et cetera, because Murtha made a great point. Yes, Saddam was a dictator. We have dictators all over the world, in South America and Africa and Central America. But the point was, Jay, there were not all of these insurgents and all of this indiscriminate killing until we got there. I mean, think about it. Yes, he was a bad guy, but, you know, there's bad guys. We can't be the policemen of the world.
Murth is right. I mean, he was right yesterday in what he was saying on Meet the Press. We can't be the policemen of the world, and we also can't be worldwide nation builders. We just cannot do it, and there are a lot of countries that need, you know, help, and there's a lot of terrible things going on. Darfur is one of them. I mean, you know, you could name a bunch of them. There was a guy just recently turned over to the World Court in The Hague who was operating in Africa, who was training 7, 8, and 9-year-old kids as soldiers, and was also using them as sex slaves. There's a lot of terrible stuff going on in third world countries, but we can't be the be all end all for the entire world. We just can't. And this administration, here's something that people lose sight of. This administration has changed its rationale for going into Iraq how many times? I mean, first it was weapons of mass destruction, then that didn't pan out. Then we moved into, we're bringing up freedom and democracy. I mean, you know, they can't be truthful with us on any level.
Exactly. And, you know, the situation, what scares me most now is when Bush gets up there and that smirk of his and says, you know, we're going to stay here until victory is attained. What is victory? What is victory?
Well, that's another really good point.
I mean, that to me is like this dark end, scary comment. I have no idea. I don't know if you do. I don't know who knows what, quote, victory is. And to me, as we go along, I'll say this, Jay, and then I'll get off because I'm sure you have others that want to talk. But I have a friend I work with, a lady whose brother is he's a career military man. He's over there now, high-ranking officer. And he told her, and with no names, that the muzzle that this military is in, the Bush administration, they don't want this. I mean, you heard Murtha last night talking about all those ranking military. They don't want to be there.
That's right.
This is a joke. But, boy, they are muzzled with, you know, their career on the line. Now, you can't spend 20-plus years and have it go down the drain because you really say what you feel. And that's what's going on.
Well, look what happened to General Shinseki for...
They dumped him, but they threw him under the bus.
For speaking out.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I'll tell you something. I really believe this. On the third year of this thing, now going into the fourth year, here's the thing that we need to ask GOP supporters, and we need to ask supporters of the president and this war. What is the plan to end this thing?
Yep.
What is the plan to get out? We want a concrete plan. We don't want a slogan. Stay the course is a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
We want a plan. Give us a plan. And if you don't have a plan, admit you don't have one.
Absolutely. I mean, and you know, the thing is, I mean, I'm all for, let's just throw some out there, 6 months, systematically retreat our guys out there. Jay, they're going to have a civil war anyway. I mean, it's already set up. They've been warring for
centuries. You know, Lowy claims that they're in one.
I know. So I'm saying they're either in it or it's imminent. And as soon as we leave, no matter what circumstances, between the, you know, the Shiis and the Kurds and the third one, I can't think of it right now.
Sunnis.
They're going to war, Jay. They're going to war, and one of them's going to win. And then maybe they'll get some stability. But until they do that, I think this is a, you know, it's like taking a big, you know what, on the doorstep and leaving. That's what we did. That's what we did to those poor people.
And it's just a mess. Hey, I appreciate it, Ron. Thanks, man. Have a good day. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. I saw Christopher Hitchens yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos. He's defending the war, which, you know what, is his right. But I wish that Stephanopoulos or somebody would have said to him, all right, Chris, if it's right and just that we're there, we can't stay there for in perpetuity. What's the plan to get out? Tell us what the plan is to end our involvement there. Because we never seem to get an answer when you ask that question. Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, let's be honest. The 30 or 34% of people that are still supporting Bush are always going to be supporting him because they don't want to see the forest for the trees. You know, that's the way it's going to be. We're not going to change their minds. But let's remember to tell them, you know, when the rats are leaving the sinking ship, which they are right now, and the Democrats take over Congress in 06, because, you know, the most of the country realizes what's going on finally now. They finally got their heads out of their butts. They're going down. And that's the way it is. And these Democrats that don't get on board and start growing a pair of testicles, you know, they're the ones that next time we get around to voting on them, we might take them out. These guys have no testicles. They need to get on board because the rest of the country is way ahead of them. They see that this is a mistake. Vietnam was a mistake, and this is a mistake. And this is the most corrupt administration we've had in office since I've been keeping track of voting, and I'm 58 years old. That's the bottom line here.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree. I would agree. And I would ask any Democrat as well as ask any Republican. I would ask them, you know, what's the plan? What's the plan to get out? What's the plan to bring the troops home?
You know, Murtha, God bless him, he was on there, and he, He talked tough and everything. He had a plan. I give him credit for a plan and standing up. You know, and he's got the credentials to do it. But even he, when it came to saying, you know, should this president be censured, even he backed off of that. Remember?
Well, he said what he needed was more. What they need is an investigation, and he needs more facts. Basically, is what he was saying.
And he had his head in the sand.
Well,
I mean, everybody knows that the guy's.
Yeah, I mean, you can disagree with that, and the whole NSA, you know, phone call censure, the whole NSA spy situation is bad. And now you read this Newsweek article that's been on the web since Saturday night that this administration was was trying to build a case to do warrantless physical searches. Yeah, this administration needs to be held accountable. There's absolutely no question about it. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Have a good day. Be careful out there. 303-713-7600. We're going to talk about this all morning, about Iraq, because it's the third anniversary. We're now going into our fourth year. Brian Katulis, the Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy on the National Security Team at the Center for American Progress, is coming up at 7 o'clock. We will take a break from this to talk about the robocalling tricks of the Trailhead Group coming up between 8 and 9 o'clock. But basically, I just want to hear what you have to say about Iraq. Now's the time to get on and vent about this. And I know we're all upset about this. I know we're upset. And I just want to know what the exit strategy is. I just want to know how we're going to bring these young men home, these young men and women home. That's all I'm interested in. Let's get them home and get out of this mess. And what's the exit strategy? And I don't want to hear a slogan. And I don't want to hear all these stories about, well, you know, turning Baghdad and turning Iraq over now, it would be like turning Germany over to the Nazis. I mean, what a bogus analogy that is on the part of Donald Rumsfeld. And also, what about the holding people responsible for the things that they do, like Rumsfeld and Cheney, who have mismanaged this thing from the very beginning, but yet who still have jobs? You think I'd have a job here if I mismanaged this show? No, they'd hold me responsible. 6:46, 14 minutes. And don't the Republicans always talk about personal responsibility, yet there doesn't seem to be any at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? 6:46.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier Gutter Protection System keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty and a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Stages. Audis have two separate accidents working eastbound I-70 at Byers and then around town. New crash coming in at Arapahoe and Foothills and then another one at 119 in Oxford. Now the turnpike looking pretty good, but it is going to be a slow ride for you this morning. Looking at the forecast, the snow continues to fall and highs today only in the 30s. We're at 22 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Close on a new Shea Home and Reunion by April 28th and get an amazing 2.75% financing rate. Live in a townhome for...
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. The world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs.
Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
Clean, late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. A huge, huge, huge selection of good-looking automobiles. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And you know what? Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. So get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv, Al Shearer, Spanky, and Gerard Menard, and all the great folks working at Rockies. There's over 100 people out there who are dedicated to making your buying experience just A1. Or check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Today, roughly half of all of the missions that are being conducted over there are with Iraqis in the lead. They've been very successful now in terms of training and equipping over 100 battalions of Iraqi troops, and it continues to improve day by day. Those are the facts.
Yeah, but does this guy ever tell the truth? Vice President Dick Cheney? That's another thing. The statistics that they give about the Iraqi battalions ready to go changes week after week after week. 6:52, 8 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 26 degrees. If you want school closings, go to am760.net. And we got traffic four times an hour for you. And we're talking about Iraq. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Brian Katulis, Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy on the National Security Team at the Center for American Progress. And we'll ask him what his take on this is. And you never can get any clear picture from this administration what's going on. Let's go to Rod in Grand Lake. Rod, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I was listening to NPR this morning, and they had about a 10-minute segment of quotes from Rumsfeld and Cheney and Rice and all the others about the events leading up to the war. And it was basically 10 minutes of the Liars Club. I mean, you sort of forget, at least I did, the things that they said that just turned out to be false.
Yeah.
They talk about how they got information from some guy about weapons of mass destruction. It turned out he lied. The yellow cake thing, the thing about uranium in Nigeria. And you listen to this, and it's clear that these guys wanted to go to war for whatever reason. I don't know why anybody would.
Oil. I think oil and strategic positioning.
Why do you want to go to war? I mean, World War II, you sort of didn't have much choice. So maybe you wanted to go to war then. But other than that, I mean, none of these guys have ever been in a war. And so they don't know what the heck they're doing to people. And it's astonishing to me that they took whatever bits and pieces of information that they got and believed the things that they wanted to believe and ignored the facts, and they just lied to us. And you were talking earlier about people resigning. Well, a whole bunch of them ought to go. I mean, it's amazing to me that we've allowed ourselves to be put into this situation or being run by this cabal of liars, and there's really no other word for it.
And
well,
there's
others, but I can't say them on the radio. But.
Well, yeah, and they still continue to do it. You can't get a straight answer as to how many. I mean, you just heard Dick Cheney there, and what he says conflicts with what others say about Iraqi battalion strength. I mean, you can't get a straight answer out of these people over what's going on.
No, none of them. And actually, there was the defense minister of England was on the other day, and one of the generals, who's located at the command in Miami, is it, I think, basically said that things are not going all that great. And the defense minister from England said, well, he's not based in Baghdad. The BBC, I listen to them a lot, they're pretty pointed in their questions, but they didn't ask this guy, well, you're not headquartered in Baghdad either, are you? How the heck do you know what's going on?
Well, you keep getting these conflicting. You're talking about the Central Command in Tampa. You keep getting these conflicting answers. There's confusion as to what's going on the ground. Nobody is held accountable for what has gone on. Nobody pays the price except the average soldier. The thing is a mess. And as I've been saying for the last hour, there is no plan to get out. What is the plan to get out? We don't know what it is.
There isn't a plan. They make it up as they go along, and they keep changing. Like you said, they keep changing the reasons why we're there to fit what's not working, and then they try to fit something else to may, well, let's try this, maybe this will work, and it doesn't work either. There is no plan. I guess Bush's plan is to, since he doesn't have to get reelected in 2008, is to turn it over to somebody else and pat him on the butt and say, well, good luck. You know, I screwed it up, and, you know, hopefully you'll do better than I did. But it's just real disconcerting to have all these men and women over there giving their lives for what? I mean, nobody knows.
Yeah, you know what? I agree 100%. Rod, thank you, man. Be safe.
Yes. Take care.
Okay. Bye. Let's go to Dick in Fort Collins. Dick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I think this could be a possible exit strategy. Number one, change the job description of the Secretary of Defense to raise, equip, and train a military. I went to the military academy over 50 years ago, and I'm quite sure at that time that was the job description as envisioned by Eisenhower.
I wouldn't trust Rumsfeld to push a cart across the street.
Well, he wouldn't stay. They'd have to get a new person would be there. He wouldn't stay if his role was reduced to that amount. And then the Joint Chiefs of Staff are responsible for any extension of our foreign policy, and war is an extension of foreign policy. So the State Department would be totally in charge, and they would have to justify Iraq. They'd have to justify the permanent bases we are building in Iraq. Why are we doing that? All of these hundreds of bases we have around the world. And I think that this would get the whole thing back into line, and we wouldn't have people like McNamara and Rumsfeld traipsing around the world acting like the Secretary of State.
And I just think this administration needs to tell us how and when they're going to get us out. They need to level with the American people and tell us how and when they intend to get us out and what the light at the end of the tunnel is, instead of getting up and giving us slogans like stay the course and giving us examples, about how they say things are going well in Iraq, when you have the former prime minister telling the BBC that we got a civil war going on, when you have Time magazine saying that this Operation Swarmer has fizzled, and when you've got the New York Times reporting on these dastardly human rights violations that are going on by a special squad in a black room, we need to get the hell out of there. Thanks, Dick. Appreciate the call. Brian Katulis coming up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What if you could turn a treadmill into a pool so you could swim in place for as long as you want? You could keep it anywhere in your home and hop in any time of day, any time of year. No driving to a fitness center, no crowded pools, just your own personal swimmer's treadmill. It's called the Endless Pool. And if you call today, we'll send you a free DVD so you can see the wonder of the Endless Pool experience for yourself. An endless pool compresses all the benefits of a full-size lap pool into a fraction of the space at a fraction of the cost. It's so compact it can be easily assembled in any room, existing or new. Swim in place against a smooth flowing current for as long as you want without ever reaching the edge of the pool. It's perfect for swimming, water aerobics, training, therapy, or just plain fun. Seeing is believing, so call today for your free DVD on the endless pool at 1-800-700-9879. That's 1-800-700-9879. 1-800-700-9879.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Big Hazy and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It was the case that shocked the country. Andrea Yates, the Texas woman who said she was suffering from depression when she drowned her five children in a bathtub. 90 minutes from now, Yates is scheduled to stand trial for the second time.
Yates' attorney will first seek another delay. If that fails, jury selection will begin. Yates faces two capital murder charges and is once again pleading not guilty by reason of insanity. The death penalty is not an option in this trial, but Andrea Yates could be sentenced to prison. Her last conviction was thrown out because of the false testimony of a witness.
CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reporting from Houston. The fourth year of the war in Iraq is off to a violent start. A bomb killed seven policemen, and a 13-year-old girl was among 10 people found shot to death in Baghdad. President Bush heads to Cleveland shortly to rally support for the war. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Bush is eager to talk about what the administration sees as progress in Iraq. He will again acknowledge the U.S. sacrifices over the past 3 years, and he will concede that there are still difficult challenges in Iraq. But with the war entering a fourth year, these speeches amount to a presidential plea for patience, as public opinion polls indicate voters are very concerned about the war policy. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Andrews Air Force Base.
The first day of spring in Council Bluffs, Iowa. You wouldn't know it from looking out the window of the Days Inn.
The snow is pretty deep. We're expecting about 15, anywhere between 15 to 16 inches of snow. It started yesterday morning about 6:20, and it's been snowing since consistently. It's pretty bad.
Pretty bad from South Dakota, Wyoming, and Colorado through Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri. In Dallas, a drought gave way to a deluge that swamped streets and flooded homes. Fire Captain Paul Martinez says one woman was swept away before help could arrive.
The water is just so fast, it's just so rapid, there's very little we can do. We have to get there, we have to be almost there immediately.
Along Australia's northeastern coastline. Anything that wasn't tied down was fair game for Tropical Cyclone Larry. The storm raked the coast with drenching rain and 180-mile-an-hour winds. Authorities are reporting heavy property damage, but no deaths so far. Medical researchers suspect there's some truth to that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
When it comes to allergies, Frank, researchers quoted by USA Today point to new ideas for programming the immune system so our bodies won't be allergic, for instance, to peanuts or cat dander. The idea is to be sure to expose young children to cats, dogs, pollen, peanuts, even intestinal worms. A 7-year study in London will look at whether early, high-dose exposure reduces the chance of being allergic later in life. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are about a point and a half higher. This is CBS News.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. I was in Walmart the other day and asked the pharmacist about it. She told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled all of my prescriptions. No hassle, no problem. It was just that easy. I've got better things to do than deal with confusing prescription details, so from here on in, I'm going to Walmart or Sam's Club Pharmacy for my Medicare prescriptions.
You finished with your fries?
Yeah, take them.
Hey, with your Medicare drug plan, you're only paying $28 a month?
Yeah.
For which drug?
All of them.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
I'll help you pick a plan. If I can do it, you can do it.
No kidding.
Oh, you want to be smart? Give me back my fries.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, we're seeing a messy ride this morning dealing with icy roads, backsplash, and the snow continues to fall. Watch for a multi-car crash. We have work in westbound I-70 at Ward Road. A spin out now at I-76 at 144th, and northbound I-25 is jamming. Coming out of the tech center, earlier crash just before 225, adding to those delays. The good news is that accident has just been cleared, but some bad news. No accident for the ride northbound I-25 near I-70. Car slid into the guardrail there. Now in Boulder, crews have cleared a crash at Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway. Another one at Highway 119 in Oxford. Looking at the turnpike, seeing a real slow go eastbound from Sheridan on over. On to the forecast.
Located in the historic Bauer Building, the Victory American Grill and Bar is the perfect place to watch the big game, have a laid-back dinner, or even rent out their spacious banquet rooms for events. A full-scale bar with an eclectic menu featuring everything from Maryland crab cakes to Angus steak cut to order to a large selection of sirloin burgers, scratch-made desserts, and much more. A family-owned addition to the Sam's No. 3 restaurants, open daily at 11 a.m., Victory American Grill and Bar on 15th and Curtis. For more info, visit victoryamericangrill.com.
Day routine. Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing One Lucky Workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office
with breakfast
for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net.
am760.net.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
Stuck in traffic? Garmin has portable car navigation systems that can warn you of traffic jams and automatically reroute you before it's too late. Garmin, the leader in navigation. We'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 26, snow. For school closings, go to am760.net. And we've got traffic 4 times an hour to help you get wherever you're going this morning. And, you know, looking out the window, hang on. The snow doesn't look that bad. And as I said during the first hour, man, we were prepared for, like, a huge storm. John Turk and myself, now at 6 minutes after 7, 7 minutes, 6 minutes after 7, 7:06, we're now spent because we spent the entire night worrying about getting to work. And both of us woke up early to get here. Now we're like, ugh.
So now I just want a sausage McMuffin, no egg.
I just want to stagger out of here and go to bed is what I want to stagger out of here and do. All right, we're in the third anniversary of the Iraq War. We're going into our fourth year. Coming up, we got Brian Katulis, Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy on the National Security Team at the Center for American Progress. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll take a break from the Iraq discussion. And we've got some robocalls to play you. And this is the Trailhead Group, which is a combination of a bunch of people, moneyed Republicans who have given money to a 527. And what they're basically doing is they're basically playing dirty politics. And we'll have Pat Walk of the Democratic Party on, and we'll play you some of these robocalls and let you hear them for yourselves and find out. We'll talk about exactly what the Trailhead Group is up to. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600, and let's get back on the phones. We're talking about Iraq, and we go to Steve in Lafayette. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Did I hear, was it Cheney was talking about the moral equivalent of abandoning Germany to the Nazis after World War II this weekend?
Yeah, he wrote that in a Washington Post editorial on Sunday.
And he said it on Meet the Press, too.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
I think he was on CBS's Face the Nation.
Whatever. Whichever one it was. And I wanted to point out something, that this administration has, they are hoping they're going to win in Iraq, and winning in Iraq they've now defined as leaving behind a stable Iraq that can take care of its own insurgency. But they have no plan whatsoever for what they're going to do to eliminate the foreign fighters, and what was going to happen is the foreign fighters are going to just drift back across the border into Syria and Iran and wherever. And from there, they're going to scatter to the rest of the world. We are not chasing them down. at the moment, as far as I know. We're trying to whenever we get a intelligence break, an informant tells us where they are. But for the most part, they come to us. They blow us up, and then they hide, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're not doing what we should be doing, which is pursuing Al-Qaeda around the globe and trying to eliminate them and neutralize the threat. What we're doing is we're bogged down in Iraq. And you know what? And the war on terror and Iraq are not the same thing, no matter how much the administration tries to intertwine them.
Yeah, I know. But you there?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that even if the best-case scenario happens in Iraq that they're talking about, the foreign fighters are still going to be there. And this is what, I mean, they're not going to be there. They're going to be somewhere else. That means they could be here.
Well, I agree.
And just like when the Mujahideen drove the Soviets out of Afghanistan and all their fighters, one of the things that they did was that they joined Al-Qaeda and became the core of Osama's organization. And I'm sure that part of his plan at this point is to get them enlisted, motivated, trained, conditioned to killing civilians in Iraq, and then send them all around the world as soon as he, quote, loses. If he loses. I mean, I'm not saying that we'll win or lose. Personally, I think we'll probably end up losing. But if we win, that'll be wonderful.
Well,
but
we have to define what winning is. What is winning? Leaving a stable Iraqi government?
That's what they're defining it as.
Well, and at that rate, we could be there for years because they can't get one. I mean, they can't get them to even form. There's no government even formed.
Yeah, well, and then, of course, then there's the thing of what happens if a real civil war breaks out because
Alawi says they're in one.
I know. Well, a real one. It's a little one. If it becomes a real one, I think that history clearly shows that if foreigners get involved in resolving a civil war, it never gets resolved. And as soon as the foreigners leave, it starts back up again. Because the people who lose know the only reason they lost was because the foreigners came and helped. The enemy, whoever that was. You know, imagine that the British and the French had intervened on the South side in the Civil War, and then after a while left. Wouldn't the North start up the war and go back and say, you know, we can't let the South have the mouth of the Mississippi River. We can't let them secede.
Well, I think in Iraq you're dealing with ethnic tensions that are ages old and that you can't, you're not going to turn off overnight. And you've got subtle things that don't make the mainstream media going on there, such as people that are in mixed marriages, Sunni and Shia marriages, are now having trouble with their neighbors. That Sunnis and Shia that used to live side by side are now moving, and you're starting to have segregated areas set up. You've got stuff going on in the streets there where Alawi is talking about, and you see it every day in the news, little reports that they're losing as many as 50 and 60 people a day. I mean, you've got all of this stuff going on, and there's no way that this country can control it. I mean, we can't do anything about it. You can't get those people. I mean, what eventually ends up happening is you eventually end up getting caught between all three of the sides, the Kurds, the Sunnis, and the Shia, and you can't, there's no way to turn that off. Plus, you got the foreign fighters roaming around. I mean, the thing is a big mess, and the problem is that this administration had literally no planning at all for any of this and has no plan on how to get out of here either. They have no visible plan on the table on how to leave or get out or what to do, except we keep getting the same rhetoric over and over again. And they want to talk about how good things are when we know that oil production is down. We know that electricity is not where it should be. We know that unemployment across the country is high, and people who are unemployed have a tendency to get very, very frustrated, where sewage is not repaired. I mean, we've got a number of things going on there, and a lot of the reconstruction money has been withdrawn. And you've got Afghanistan, which is now starting to come unraveled. So you've got all these problems going on, and the administration refuses to confront them. Steve, thank you. I appreciate the call. And When is the administration going to wake up? Let's go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay, and thanks again for taking my call.
Sure.
There are lots of us out here that would like some idea on what to do. I get the moveon.org. I get the progress.org. I respond to those. I write letters to Allard, to Salazar, to Congressman Udall. Allard is the only one that responds to anything that I write, even though it's negative as far as he is concerned. I fly my flag upside down. I'm involved in politics. We haven't heard, other than Murtha yesterday, I mean, our senators, other than two of them, won't even get behind Feinstein.
You mean Feingold?
Yeah, Feingold, I'm sorry. And do a legitimate investigation and possibly censure, but possibly not. We don't hear what I would like to hear is Randy Rhodes, Ed Schultz, you. Let's have some suggestions on what even those of us that are involved ought to be doing now. Is it time for civil disobedience?
No, I think what it's time for us to do is to work in our own congressional districts to make sure that the Democrats pick up seats so that we can at least get something going in the House and maybe get something going in the Senate in regards to investigating this president, to investigating why we got there, in regards to trying to come up with something to get us out of there. Right now, we don't control anything, and when you're in the minority party and you don't control anything, it's hard to get anything of any degree going. And that's the biggest thing that the Senate Intelligence Committee has not even finished phase two of its investigation, and the Republicans are holding it up.
Jay, I agree, but even those that we are getting behind, and I am involved in a few candidates' campaigns. Even they don't have the fire in their belly that they did when they were in the state senate. They're not.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I saw Angie Piccioni over the weekend, and she has a lot of fire in her belly.
Oh, Angie absolutely does. But in the 7th CD, I don't hear either any of the three saying this is what we've got to do. Are they all afraid that they'll end up being a Goldwater?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think when I had them on, they all clearly indicated that they disagree with the president's position, and they had different ideas on how to get out. And Herb Rubenstein, for one, talked about bringing the troops home immediately. Peggy Lamb talked about an exit strategy, and so did Ed Perlmutter. I mean, all three of them clearly on this radio station articulated that we ought to get out, and that they all wanted to do it different ways, but that they all wanted to get out. I don't think that they didn't look at me blankly with stares and have no answers. And I think they do. And I think what you ought to do is whatever candidate in the three of those that you back in that primary, you ought to ask them more closely about where they stand and endeavor to try to find out where they stand on those things.
I am going to do that tomorrow night. I encourage everybody to go to their caucuses.
Yeah, it's caucuses tomorrow night. You're right about that, and I didn't bring that up, and I should. Hey, Mike, thanks, man. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too, Jake.
Okay, stay out of the snow. All right, it's caucus night is tomorrow night, so get involved. It's 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 here. Brian Katula's coming up on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your progressive station. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, it's a messy one this morning, dealing with wet roads, backsplash, and that snow continues to fall. Now, around town, busy ride for you on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. We're seeing a slow go eastbound on the turnpike from Sheridan over towards I-25. And we do have a multi-car crash westbound I-70 at Ward Road, a spin out on I-76 and 144th. Northbound I-25, loaded up coming out of the tech center, an earlier wreck just before 225. Adding to those jams, and now have a new accident northbound I-25 near I-70. Car slid into the guardrail there. On to the forecast, snow continues to fall with highs close to 30. We're at 22 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection of USDA choice steaks and roasts, and King Soopers goes the extra step by aging each cut to perfection. King Soopers, right store, right price.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Did you know that 40% of all consumers with an HDTV set in their house don't even subscribe to HDTV channels? What are they waiting for? Dish Network is now offering 23 channels of high-definition television. Dish Network has the most HD programming with nearly twice as much national HDTV than the other guys, and more than 200 hours of shows in HD every day. Dish Network just recently launched your local channels in high-definition. Sign up with Dish Network and get $200 in savings, including a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Standard programming packages start at $19.99 per month. Dish HD packages start at $49.99 per month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call today and sign up for Dish Network. 1-888-DISH-924. That's 1-888-347-4924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programs subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee and HD receiver upgrade fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fee apply.
No matter what the story is, you're always there for family and friends. That's why you deserve something big, like the big trip to the Big Apple Sweepstakes. It's your chance to win a trip for two to New York City plus $1,000 in spending money waiting for you at the Western Union agent location in Times Square. For every story, Western Union. To enter and get official rules, visit BigAppleTrip.com by 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, March 26, 2006. No purchase necessary. Open to continental U.S. residents 18 or older. Void in Rhode Island and where prohibited.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. Myth number one, Mexico cruises are too darn pricey.
Phooey! At Travelocity, there are tons of splendid cruise deals to Mexico.
Myth two, do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
Cruises to sunny Mexico starting at $249. Visit Travelocity.com/Mexico for details. Restrictions apply. Price based on availability. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
The show Bob Beaupre never hears. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 26, snow. For school closings, go to am760.net, and we've got traffic four times an hour to get you through the morning. J. Marvin here, and let's go talk to Brian Katulis. He's Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy on the National Security Team at the Center for American Progress. And, Brian, welcome back to the program. Good to have you on this morning.
Thanks for having me back.
No clear picture as to what's going on in Iraq. The former Prime Minister, Alawi, Ayad Alawi, said in an interview with the British Broadcasting Corporation aired Sunday that Iraq is in a civil war. He says we are losing each day an average of 50 to 60 people throughout the country. Dick Cheney says yesterday, I believe it was on CBS's Face the Nation, that there's no civil war going on. We can't get a clear picture. What in the world is going on in Iraq?
Well, I think it's somewhere in between the two. I think we've essentially had a low-level sectarian civil conflict going on for the last 6 months at least. On average, there have been about 30 men turning up dead in Baghdad, killed execution style, arms bound behind their backs, gunshots to the head. There's something seriously wrong going on in Iraq. Whether we call it civil war or not, I think fundamentally the situation is unstable. It's not in our interests, and clearly a large part of the problem is the lack of a clear strategy from the Bush administration.
Yeah, I was talking about that earlier. We have no idea what this president and his cabinet and what their plan is to eventually get us out of there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the president began a public relations campaign last November called the National Strategy for Victory in Iraq. And that public relations campaign has involved more than a dozen high-profile speeches. And when you look at the polls, you see that two-thirds of Americans say that the Bush administration does not have a plan. And I think that's really worrisome. And I think it's also an opportunity for people in the political opposition, both in the Republican Party and in the Democratic Party, to offer alternative visions. I think it's important. Our country's asking for it. It demands it, and our interests require it.
Yeah, he's giving another speech today, and there's no indication today the speech he's giving, I believe, in Cincinnati. There's no indication today that he's going to give us any hint as to when there's light at the end of the tunnel and how the heck we're going to get out.
Absolutely not. And here at the Center for American Progress, we're actually issuing a report card on the Bush administration. We're issuing it later this morning. Last November, 79 senators on both sides of the aisle called on the president to put forward a strategy for the successful completion of the mission in Iraq, and they asked that 2006 be a period of significant transition. So here we are almost 3 months into the new year, and we're evaluating the Bush administration on how he's done, and we're giving him a D. First quarter overall grade, a D, and we divide it up into four different categories. And I think people need to think more critically and not swallow hook, line, and sinker a lot of the slogans that they hear in the media.
7:24, 24 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Brian Katulis, Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy on the National Security Team at the Center for American Progress. Yesterday, John Murtha said that Donald Rumsfeld basically should either resign or be fired. Do you agree with that?
Well, absolutely. I think somebody should be held accountable for the mistakes that were made for the last three over the last 3 years in Iraq, and it seems to me that the Secretary of Defense is a main figure in that. I mean, this is an administration that has not held anyone accountable for the mistakes that were made in Iraq, and in fact gave medals of freedom to George Tenet, who said that the intelligence on weapons of mass destruction would be a slam dunk. And he gave medals of freedom to Tommy Franks and a whole host of people who were involved in this fiasco. Certainly, Secretary Rumsfeld offered his resignation last year after the Abu Ghraib scandal, and President Bush didn't accept it. And I think really to signal to the world that we are fundamentally changing direction and changing course, the Bush administration should look to some dramatic measure like getting rid of Rumsfeld or actually changing the course with the number of troops that we have on the ground in Iraq.
What about Dick Cheney? Should he resign? Should he be held accountable?
I think, you know, he should be held accountable whether he resigns or not. I mean, I think that's a political debate, and I don't think it'll go very far. I mean, frankly, he was elected with President Bush in 2004 for whatever reason. The American people selected him, and if you know, he's been involved in something nefarious, and he's been, you know, he's clearly incompetent on many fronts, but whether or not he should be fired, I think, it doesn't seem likely at this point, but I think the Congress needs to do more to hold this administration accountable for its mistakes and to hold them accountable to answer the question of where we're going. Where are we going in Iraq?
Really a grim article on the front page of yesterday's New York Times about a secret unit's black room and a grim portrait of U.S. abuse, and they're talking about Task Force 626 and what went on with this task force and this jet-black garage-sized room that prisoners were beaten with rifle butts, yelled at, spit in the face, that detainees were used as target practice with paintball guns. Is anybody ever going to be held accountable for this stuff?
Well, only the lowest of the low, you know, the privates like Private Lindy England and people like this. And the problem is these issues are of a fundamental failure of leadership. I mean, our young women are doing a great job, most of them. The majority of people serving out there are not perpetuating these abuses. But the simple fact that this was allowed to have happened is a failure of leadership. And I think, you know, we need to get that under control because it doesn't help us in making Iraq more secure. It doesn't help us in fighting the war on terror. I mean, it's just using tactics that our enemies themselves would love to use on us. And we're better than that. I think most Americans recognize that we're a great country. And we need to punish those who actually violate our rules, and especially those who are serving for and representing us overseas. And I think it was just awful reading that article.
Yeah, it was. It was terrible. It was heartbreaking. But what about the idea that Iran and Al-Qaeda loves us being in Iraq?
Well, I think that's absolutely right, and that's one of the things we're doing in our scorecard. One of the categories we evaluate the Bush administration on is Iraq's impact on our national security. And what we've been arguing at the center for the last 6 or 7 months is that we're playing into the hands of our enemies, both Iran and Al-Qaeda, by having this vague, open-ended commitment. Our troop presence in Iraq has actually served as a rallying cry for global terrorists, and it's actually given them a haven and a live exercise training ground for operations. And this is, you know, a fundamental problem. And the dangerous thing is that our own intelligence agencies are saying that Al-Qaeda is actually using Iraq to build the skills of their operatives, and those skills are actually being transferred back to Afghanistan and other places. And it all goes back to the fundamental mistakes that the Bush administration made after they invaded Iraq in terms of not bringing in enough troops and not providing security and creating a vacuum where one did not exist before.
Now we're starting to hear stories that Afghanistan is starting to unravel, and that basically the best thing that American troops there can do is protect the downtown government in Kabul, but can do literally nothing more, and that the Taliban is growing again in strength.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Karzai, the leader of Afghanistan, is actually known pejoratively as the mayor of Kabul, and that's in large part because we did not do the things that were required to actually help secure the country. And there's a lot of lawlessness, and there's a lot of there are a lot of drug problems there, and there are a lot of Al-Qaeda and Taliban that still exist, and we did not finish what we started. In 2003, the president decided to divert our attention to a war in Iraq that was unnecessary. It was a war of choice. It was a war against a dictator who was in the box. We had him contained, and he did not have weapons of mass destruction. Now, where does that leave us in this global war against terrorists? It actually leaves us worse off, and Americans are less secure as a result.
I don't mean to dump all of this on you, but how in the world do we get out? Do you like the MRTHA plan?
Well, I'm not too far from the MRTHA plan. In fact, Congressman MRTHA said that he was inspired by a plan that we put out called Strategic Redeployment. We put it out in September of last year, and what essentially we're saying is that we got to have a timeline, that we've got to put the Iraqi leaders on notice and say that there are limits to our patience. There are limits to the amount of military force that we're willing to expend on this situation in Iraq, and we're going to leave, and we're going to leave by the end of 2007. Now, Representative MRTHA would like us to leave a bit quicker. We just have differences of opinion, but I think the fundamental point that we're making, and Congressman MRTHA and even a lot of Republicans and many Democrats are making, is that the point at which our military can actually help solve the problems in Iraq, and we've reached that end point. And what we really essentially need is a political solution that the Iraqi leaders themselves have to get their house in order, and we should continue helping them for a finite period of time. But that's it. Enough is enough. We've got to take back control of our national security.
But, you know, the thing that troubles me is, why no concrete plan from the Democrats?
Well, you know, they're struggling, and part of it is when you're out of power and so far out of power, it's really difficult when you don't control the levers of power and you can't make decisions. So people think, well, what's the best way that we could actually impact a debate? Is it just to criticize? And certainly there's been a lot of criticism, but I think we need to take a step forward and offer alternative plans. And you certainly have people like MRTHA, and you have Senators Jack Reed and Joe Biden and others who have actually become increasingly vocal about what we can do as an alternative. And I think that's only going to grow because, again, President Bush did this major public relations campaign, and he's failed to convince the American public that he's got a plan to keep Americans safe. And people are looking for alternatives. And I hope that our leaders in both parties actually offer alternatives, because the current course is just not serving our interests.
Boy, I can't. You know, I couldn't agree more. Brian, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate you being on the program.
Great. Thanks for having me.
You got it. There's okay. Brian Katulis, Director of Democracy and Public Diplomacy on the National Security Team at the Center for American Progress. Google them. Go to their website. You can get plenty of information about Iraq. We'll continue to take more of your calls here on the third anniversary, now going into the fourth year of our involvement. 303-713-7600. I've got four open lines. If you want to react to what Brian has to say, or if you want to just chime in with your own comments about us being stuck in this quagmire with no apparent plan on how to get out, the president will be in Cleveland today to talk about the war in Iraq, give another one of his speeches. 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now, on a difficult morning to get to work, we take a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Yeah, you're going to need some extra time this morning because we're dealing with icy roads, backsplash, and snow continues to fall. We have a multi-car crash westbound I-70 at Ward Road, also a single-car crash westbound at Denver West, and then a bunch of spinouts working with lots of people going a little too fast for the conditions, so you do want to slow it down. That's tying you up at I-76 and 144th. Another spin out on the ramp from C-470 onto I-25, then northbound I-25. Seen a slow go with a car that slid into the guardrail at I-70, then a spin out at 58. Then checking Boulder Street, dealing with a rollover now near the wind farm on Highway 128, and also have a medical emergency eastbound on the turnpike at Interlochen. Once you pass that, it's slow from Sheridan over towards I-25. Now checking out the forecast, chilly and snowy today. Highs close to 30. We're at 22 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Lease a 2006 Audi A6 3.2 with Quattro all-wheel drive for just $519 a month for 36 months, which is $3819 due at signing. Tax, title, and dealer fees extra. Visit your Denver area Audi dealer for details or call 1-800-4-AUDI.
March 20th, 2003. The U.S. invaded Iraq. 3 years later, we're still there. Why?
What's changed?
When will we get out? Question the answers here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
When I got the check in the mail, I couldn't believe it. Never in my life have I held on to so much money. I felt like I won the lottery or something.
Are you currently receiving a structured settlement from something like a car accident, wrongful death, or personal injury? Would you like to stop waiting for the payments and get one big check? Call J.G. Wentworth for a powerful free booklet that will reveal how to get your money now.
I just couldn't wait for the settlement payments to come trickling in. This check is huge. It's going to change my life and the life of my family.
If you're serious about getting your money now, call for this powerful free booklet. The booklet is free, and the information, life-changing.
If you need the money now, you really should call for the free booklet.
Pick up the phone and change your life today. Call 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962. 1-800-700-2962.
Join the Weld County Democrats and guest speaker Jay Marvin of AM 760's Progressive Talk Radio for their annual Roosevelt Dinner at the Mad Russian Event Center in Millican, Colorado, March 25th. For details, call 970-351-7047 or on the web at weldcountydems.org.
Just Brakes.
Yes, does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Heartburn sufferers, you may qualify to help evaluate an investigational medication for heartburn. There's no charge to participate, and compensation is available for your time and travel. Call 303-940-0909 today for more information. 303-940-0909.
A show that causes Republicans to drive their Hummers into a ditch. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 737. 37 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 26, snow. I know it's rough going out there, and we've got traffic four times an hour for you. Also, if you want school closings, go to am760.net. We're talking about Iraq now, 3 years later, and going into our fourth year. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, and your comments about it. Everything from whether you feel Rumsfeld ought to resign to trying to get a straight story out of the Bush administration. This Operation Swarmer, which was a big deal last week, you remember that, 50 helicopters, 1,500 Iraqi and U.S. troops, and all of this. Well, Time magazine is now reporting that Operation Swarmer fizzled. Not a shot was fired or a leader nabbed in a major offensive that failed to live up to its advanced billing. And Dick Cheney, who's saying yesterday that he won't resign, that he'll serve out his term, and talking about how Iraq is not in a civil war, and former Iraqi Prime Minister Ayad Alawi, saying in an interview with the British Broadcasting Corporation aired yesterday, Alawi said there was no other way to describe the increasing violence across the country. He said Iraq is in the middle of a civil war. He said it's unfortunate that we are in a civil war. We are losing each day an average of 50 to 60 people throughout the country, if not more. And Alawi heads the Iraqi National List, a secular alliance of Shiite and Sunni politicians. Donald Rumsfeld saying in the Washington Post, leaving Iraq now would be the same as handing post-war Germany back to the Nazis. Rumsfeld said it in a column published Sunday as retired U.S. Army Major General Paul Eaton called Rumsfeld incompetent and urged him to resign. Turning our backs on post-war Iraq today would be the modern equivalent of handing post-war Germany, rather, back to the Nazis. Rumsfeld wrote in an essay published in the Washington Post on the third anniversary of the start of the Iraqi war. He said the terrorists in Iraq are attempting to stoke sectarian tensions and spark civil war, but that they must be watching with fear the progress the country has made over the past 3 years. See, there it is again about progress. Well, I mean, how much progress are we making? The terrorists seem to recognize that they are losing in Iraq. I believe that history will show that to be the case. This was Rumsfeld in the Washington Post yesterday. But in an opinion piece published Sunday in the New York Times, Eaton said Rumsfeld had proven himself not competent to head our armed forces and therefore must step down. First, his failure to build coalitions with our allies from what he dismissively called old Europe has imposed far greater demands and risks on our soldiers in Iraq than necessary. Second, he alienated our allies in our own military, ignoring the advice of seasoned officers and denying subordinates any chance for input. In sum, he has shown himself incompetent strategically, operationally, and tactically, and is far more than anyone else responsible for what has happened to our important mission in Iraq. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Your comments about Iraq now. 3 years. Now going into our fourth year. You know, I wake up sometimes coming in to do this show, and on the drive to work, I think to myself, how in the world did we get into this? What are we doing there? And how in the world are we going to get out? And I guess I've been saying this virtually the whole morning, that I really would like to have a conversation with somebody who supports this war, who thinks that going in there was the right thing to do. And I would really like to ask him, okay, what is the strategy to get out? And don't give me a slogan. We'll stand down as they stand up. That's a slogan. Stay the course is a slogan. I'd like to know how we're going to get out of this mess. Here's John in South Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for what you do. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for being out there, man.
Actually, I am kind of out here today. I'm at the corner of South Quebec and Cali outside of Mr. Allard's office, with a sign that starting people are asking people to call Sal Allard at 303-220-7414 and respond to his charge of treason against Senator Feingold. Are you still of the mind that we perhaps ought to get him to apologize for that?
Yeah, I think we should. We got a statement out of him, which is pretty good, but I think he should have apologized. I think what he said is wrong, and it's McCarthy-like.
Yeah, I'm going to be out here every day this week from 7 to 8 o'clock. I'm handed out 300 flyers at the Peace March yesterday, hoping somebody will join me. And I intend to be downtown from noon to 1 o'clock at Broadway and Colfax every day this week, and maybe we'll see if we can get something going this weekend. Who knows?
Well, I certainly hope you can, man.
I think the right-wingers have to be brought, we have to challenge them when they say these stupid things. He just, calling each other traitors is ridiculous. This country is about compromise and debate. I hope somebody will join me. It's pretty cold out here today. But it's supposed to be a lot warmer the rest of the week. So.
Yeah, it is supposed to warm up. It's only going to, the high tomorrow should be 30.
Yeah, that's a heat wave compared to today.
All right, if somebody wants to go by there, give the address again.
It's at Kelly and South Quebec. It's down in Centennial. It's about four blocks north of the intersection of Quebec and Arapahoe. which is a little bit, a few blocks west of I-25 in Arapahoe.
All right, man. Glad you're out there. You're a good man.
Well, we figure we got to come out and back you up.
Well, I appreciate
you,
that.
You and ProgressActionNow.org are doing a good job of helping organize people. And you know, we don't need protesters everywhere, but we need enough to back you up.
You got it, pal.
That's what some of us are trying to do.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and have a good morning. Stay warm.
Thanks for all you do.
All right, you got it. Well, if you haven't emailed Allard, if you haven't written Allard, if you haven't called him, you ought to call him about what he said about Russell Feingold, because what he said is absolutely wrong. Or go out there if you got a few minutes and join John. One line open at 303-713.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Now have this multi-car accident westbound I-70 at Ward Road, then watch for a single car crash westbound I-70 at Denver West, and then a bunch of spinouts working this morning, one at I-76 and 44th. That should be out of the way soon. Another one on the ramp from C-470 onto I-25 and northbound I-25. Have a spinout at 58th. Also a car under the guardrail at I-70. Now around Boulder, crews are working a rollover near the wind farm on Highway 128. And then this medical emergency tying you up a bit. Eastbound on the turnpike at Interlochen. Make your way past that. And we're looking at brake lights from Sheridan over towards I-25. On to the forecast, chilly and snowy today. Highs close to 30. We're at 22 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for quick and easy delicious meal solutions? Think Foster Farms. Their fresh, all-natural chicken contains no added steroids, hormones, or...
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner. Or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Hey salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil and they're mercury free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
Really, really great people working out there. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're coming up on 25 years of business along the Front Range. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you come close to 8, they'll stay late and they'll take care of you. Rocky's Autos, you can also check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Check out the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and see their business philosophy. rockysautos.com is where you can go. It's a great place to check out the inventory in the comfort of your office or your own home, or get on out there and see them in person. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Can't say enough about them. They're just great people. And as I was saying before, I mean, people came up to us at the Larimer County Democratic dinner, and they were asking, you know, about Rocky's, and they were asking about the car Mary drives. And I wasn't going to, you know, you just don't want to describe it on the air for obvious reasons. But all I can tell you is we're thrilled with it, and it's a great automobile. And we got it at Rocky's. Rocky's Auto is located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we know you like to keep your morning routine simple. And we notice some breakfast places help you out by assigning numbers to their value meals. So we thought we'd try it. Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel-like sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffee. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel-like sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 26. Snow. And for school closings, go to am760.net. We got traffic four times an hour to take care of you. And we're talking about A-Rock. We're looking back on the 3 years. Now going into our fourth year. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we'll take a break from this for a little bit and talk about Operation Trailhead, the Trailhead organization, 527, and the robocalls that have been going on. And we'll talk to the chair of the State Democratic Party, Pat Walk, about these robocalls. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Your feelings about Iraq and this country's involvement there. Now going on, and we're going to go into our fourth year. You know, all I can remember, all I can see, the only thing that conjures up to me, and it's been over 1,000 days ago that this happened, Bush in that flight jacket on that carrier, with mission accomplished, and the fact, you know what, he has never been held responsible. He's never been held responsible for any of it. Neither is Rumsfeld. Nobody, you know, that's the worst thing, isn't it? That's the worst thing, that nobody in this administration has been held responsible. Let's go to Ben in Denver. Ben, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
I just got a free preview of HBO for this week, and I got to see Bill Maher for the first time last night. And he had a Republican senator on from Florida. I don't remember her name.
Ilya Ross Latham. She's a congresswoman.
Yeah, she's a real piece of work. Anyway, I think that the problem that I have with this whole thing is the fact that her and people like her, and they, honest to God, they believe what they say. They actually physically and mentally believe that everything is fine and, you know, we're winning and everything's great. And it's like, you know, you just got to wonder, you know, is there anything physically or mentally wrong with these people that they actually believe this stuff?
Well, I wonder where the proof is. I mean, yeah, she goes back to this. I watched that show, and she goes back to the standard lines of, well, I was there, and good things were happening,
right,
and there's projects being built. But, you know, I always want to ask those people, is that the majority of the country? Did you go to the Sunni Triangle?
She was probably in the green zone. She probably didn't leave where, where obviously for obvious reasons are not going to drag her into the muck and the mire. But still, Bowser is just taking her to task, and they have the same answer for every comment, and it's the I want to get a bumper sticker that just says all about the spin. I mean, it's just you sit there and you watch this, and you just wonder, if we're ever going to get out of there, and I support the troops 100%. I just don't support what's going on over there. And, today's my, I sat on my couch 3 years ago today on my birthday watching this, and I'm going to probably wind up doing it again tonight. It's just unnerving. It's so frustrating. And the biggest problem that I have is you try to talk to somebody about it, a Republican or someone who believes what's going on over there, and you can't talk to them. It's just, it's like talking to a brick wall.
You ever ask him, and, I wish Belzer or Bill Maher, somebody would have asked the congresswoman, what is our plan to get out?
Right.
What plan do we have to withdraw? And don't give us a slogan about, when they stand up, we'll stand down.
Well, I know that's something you put on a T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
And you spend money on it and what have you. But, I don't think they have a plan. I don't think they had a plan when they got in. I thought Bush thought that first night with his shock and awe, was going to do it. And Bill Maher had probably the best comment I've ever heard last night. He said that this operation that they did last week was like a whack-a-mole game.
Yeah, exactly.
You hit them and they move to another spot and then they pop up again. I mean, that's exactly what it's like. I mean, But that's pretty much all I got to say about that, and the traffic out here sucks, and you have a great day.
All right, Ben, be careful, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Take it easy.
All right. Yeah, they just don't have a plan. They just do not have a plan. Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Just fine.
Hey, we're getting pounded up here in Conifer.
Oh, are you?
Oh, big time. It's beautiful. This reminds me exactly of 3 years ago when we marched our arrogant butts into Iraq, just blindly, blind, blind, blind. Hey, I just wanted to comment on two things. Operation Swarmer, did you happen to notice that all the photos that came out of Operation Swarmer featured Iraqi soldiers?
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
In the battle.
Well, it's a big, gigantic photo op.
Oh, that's exactly what it was. My wife also noted that the decals on all of the military equipment were the American flag decals were covered over with Iraqi decals.
Yeah.
Last minute. Just big, huge, wag-the-dog photo op. That's our president.
It's sad.
It is sad. Here's another thing I thought of, Jay, just real quick. I thought of an award for maybe Republicans and Democrats who stand up. You call it the Barbara Boxer Award. It's a bronze pair of boxer shorts with big, giant cojones. And there are very few who would win the award and be worthy of wearing them. And I'm thinking just right now, Feingold and Barbara Boxer, would wear those things. The rest of the Democratic Party leadership, you can have it.
Well, there are other, as Brian Katulis pointed out, though, there are other Democrats out there who do have varying plans. Kerry's got one.
Oh, wow.
Murtha has got one for sure.
Yeah, well,
and you can't say that about Murtha. I mean, he did a great job on Meet the Press yesterday.
I know.
There are others out there who have varying plans on how to get out.
Yeah.
There's just no one, outstanding plan. But, one thing we have to say as progressives and as liberals or anywhere that you consider yourself on the left, at least people like Murtha, Kerry, and others, at least they've got a plan. I don't know what the plan is from the Republican Party, and I don't know what the plan is from the White House. Do you got any idea what the plan is there?
Oh, no. No, there is none. I'm firmly convinced. The weather was just like this 3 years ago, and we're winding up to march into Iraq. My question now is, where is the loyal opposition party? Why did not our Democratic Party smell that stink? It stunk to high heaven going in, and I'm still waiting. I'm out here waiting for our Democratic leadership to get it together. I know, Jay. I know what you're saying. But it's more waiting is what it is.
Well, it's not going as fast as I want it to go, but yeah. I think when you're, you know, once again, as Brian Katulis pointed out, when you're sitting in a minority position, it's rough.
Yeah.
The thing we got to do, man, is we just got to score in November in the midterms. We just have to score.
Yes, sir.
And we have to at least try to get something going. Larry, thank you, man.
Yep, have a good day.
Stay warm.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break from this for about 15 minutes and talk about these robocalls that are going on the behalf of the Trailhead Group, dirty GOP politics, and then we'll get back to Iraq and your feelings about it.
Have you ever wondered why the rich get richer while others always struggle? Did you know that the average person with a home-based business earns more than a person stuck in a cubicle? Experts know to make a lot of money, you need to be in front of an expanding industry. What if someone could show you how to be in front of three expanding industries? If you see yourself earning $2,000 to $5,000 per week or more, visit teamworkandfreedom.com or click on the image in your media player.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party-hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner, then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
From around the world.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
For CBS News, I'm Frank Sebastiani. In court now in Houston, Andrea Yates, the Texas housewife who admitted drowning her five children in a bathtub. Yates was convicted, but that conviction was overturned because of false testimony. Her new trial is set to begin in 30 minutes. CBS's Cammie McCormick is there.
Andrea Yates is scheduled to go on trial just 2 days after her former husband, Rusty, remarried. It isn't clear if he will be in the courtroom. Her last conviction 3 years ago was thrown out. The jury had found her guilty and sentenced her to life in prison.
Defense attorney George Parnum hopes to get the trial postponed.
Both sides could use extra time. We want certainly to be as well prepared and as effective as possible.
The defense will try to show Yates was insane when she killed her children. President Bush leaves for Cleveland within the hour to deliver another speech on the war in Iraq. CBS's Bill Plant has that.
3 years into the war in Iraq, with casualties mounting and no end in sight, the president makes the case today that there's progress and reason for optimism. In Cleveland later, Mr. Bush plans to give some examples of that progress. Increased territory controlled by Iraqi troops, some reconstruction of Iraq's infrastructure. Today's speech is one of a series the president is making in an attempt to reassure the nation and help stop his slide in the polls.
In Iraq, roadside bombings have killed at least seven policemen. The 13-year-old girl was among 10 people found shot dead in Baghdad. But reporter Paul Sham says the celebration of an important Muslim holy day has been trouble-free.
That continues to be a good sign, because this is just the kind of target that Sunni extremists would want to hit to sort of fan the flames of sectarian anger.
Here at home, the plight of young African-American men, especially those living in big cities, may be much worse than generally believed. New York Times says studies by top colleges show that official statistic on young black males who drop out, can't find work, or wind up in prison underestimate the extent of the problem. Georgetown University economist Harry Holzer says the country can't afford to let the problem fester.
I think it's really important to recognize that we all have a stake in turning this around.
Winter's last gasp is paralyzing the Plain States.
Well, we knew it was coming, but we were just hoping that it wouldn't be this bad.
This bad was more than a foot of wind-driven snow that buried parts of South Dakota, Wyoming, and Colorado. The storm is expected to dump heavy snow from Nebraska to Missouri before it all ends later today, which happens to be the first day of spring. In Texas, close to half a foot of rain swamped the Dallas area. A woman whose car was caught in one flood was swept away.
She couldn't hang on any longer. The current was too strong. She let go, and I could hear her scream while I was on the phone, so I ran with her all the way to the bridge, and I was on the phone with 911.
In early Wall Street trading, the averages are slightly higher. The Dow Industrials are ahead about 19 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up almost 8. This is CBS News.
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Realtors have the experience to price your home so it can sell for up to 16% more than selling it yourself.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
And it's Bailey with your traffic right now. We're seeing a plethora of problems for the morning ride. A car slid off the highway now in the median westbound C-470 at Santa Fe. In Brighton, I have a couple cars tangled up westbound I-76 at I-25. It's real slick along that stretch. And we're dealing with a multi-car crash westbound I-70 at Ward Road. Now southbound I-25, jams because of a car in the guardrail at I-70. Also have a crash northbound I-25 on the ramp to westbound Highway 36. And checking out the Turnpike, eastbounders have a medical emergency working at Interlochen, and then a slow ride from Sheridan on over to I-25. Also, watch for a rollover. It's near the wind farm on Highway 128. And checking out the forecast, Chili.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The Journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Workers, a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing One Lucky Workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office
with breakfast
for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
When my baby left for college, I took some classes of my own.
Left, right, turn, and
dance classes. That's when I started needing a pain reliever for my sore legs. Then I upgraded my computer and had to get a headache medicine, too. For every new pain, I had a different pain reliever. But now I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, and nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed. Compared to OTC pain relievers.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 26, snow, and for school closings, go to am760.net. We've got traffic four times an hour to keep you covered, and it's kind of a weird morning because we assumed that it was going to be this huge, big storm, which didn't materialize. And as I've said virtually every hour, John Turk and myself got up early, thinking that it was going to hit the fan and we'd get in here early, and it hasn't hit the fan. Oh, that's a squeaky chair, isn't it? All right, we're going to take a couple of minutes out here from Iraq to talk about something that has been bothering me and been bothering a lot of people, and that's these robocalls that have been going on. The Trailhead Group is behind these. They're a 527, and here to explain a lot of this stuff is the chair of the State Democratic Party, Pat Walk. And Pat, good morning, and thanks for being on the show. How's your cold doing?
Well, I'm still a little bit hoarse, but you'll just have to bear with me this morning.
Well, it's all right. It's good to have you on, and we'll bear with you. But we certainly hope that you get better.
Thank you.
These robocalls, where they call individual representatives in their House members in their district, and they infer that some kind of financial hanky panky is going on. What's the real story behind this?
Well, I just think that in a sense, these are representatives that have been targeted anyway by the Republicans, and so they're trying to create an atmosphere that makes it look like something that was done illegally. In fact, it was not. Every single representative is required to file with the Secretary of State any gift they get, as well as in-kind contribution, and all the representatives in question did that. It's there for public record. But what's really terrible about it, if you look at these robocalls, what they say is they got money from a secret political organization. They won't tell them who's behind the secret payments. And in some cases, it's they took cash. Well, this is, none of this is true. Every organization has been stated. The one organization in question, I think, that they've poked on was Research and Democracy. But, you know, they didn't do anything illegal. It's these are blatantly false and slanderous information. It was not secret. She, you know, each of these people have declared officially, and it is just one more attempt to sort of smear good legislators who are working very hard.
All right, let's listen to one of these robocalls. This is the one. This is the robocall that Morgan Carroll that was going on in Morgan Carroll's district.
Hello, I'm Kelly calling on behalf of the Trailhead Group. We are working to expose political slush funds to the public. The Rocky Mountain News reports that Representative Morgan Carroll took more than $4,000 from a secret political organization. Carroll won't tell anyone who's behind these secret payments. Never before have Colorado legislators taken payments from contributors or lobbyists whose names are supposed to be disclosed and worked so hard to keep them secret. Please call Morgan Carroll at 303-866-2942 and ask her what she's hiding. This message is not associated with any candidate or committee.
All right, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with what they say there?
Well, first of all, there is in law, as of 2005, that you cannot recklessly circulate or broadcast false statements designed to affect the vote or an issue or regarding a candidate. Now, I, on February 6th, sent a letter to the Attorney General, John Southers, and to all the district attorneys of Colorado and said, I want to make sure that we're going to abide by these criminal laws concerning the use of false information. They agreed with me that they would. And then the automated robocalls that I've got transcripts on a couple of them, within 2 days of my letter to John Southers, I got a letter back saying, just let me know. And on February 15th, a week later, Representative Debbie Benefield was having calls made by Sarah of the Trailhead Group.
All right, now we have that. Hold on a second, and we'll play the Debbie Benefield one. Go ahead, John, roll it.
Hi, I'm Sarah from the Trailhead Group. We are working to expose political slush funds to the public. The Rocky Mountain News reports that Representative Deb Benefield took over $12,000 from a secret political organization. Deb Benefield won't tell anyone who's behind these secret payments. Never before have Colorado legislators taken payments from contributors or lobbyists whose names are supposed to be disclosed and worked so hard to keep them secret. Please call Deb Benefield at 303-866-2950 and ask her what she's hiding. This message is not associated with any candidate or committee.
Right, so you go to the Secretary of State's office and you look at Deb Benefield's account or Morgan Carroll's account, and you will see they have disclosed payments from every single organization that has given them money. So where's the, what is it that they're hiding? They're not hiding anything. This is just blatantly false and slanderous information. And from our point of view, we expect that, and we know that the Attorney General's office is looking into this. Jeannie Smith, who's at the Attorney General's office now, is in receipt of two complaints that I filed on behalf of Representative Benefield and Representative Buescher. She's also in receipt of a complaint filed by Representative Mike Merrifield down in El Paso County, and they know that Representative Carroll has filed one in Arapahoe County. I then did a generic one on behalf of everyone, and even in the legal documents, in addition to everybody else, I see Alice Madden's name put in there, and she has not received any contributions that aren't accounted for. So this is just a blatant lie on the part of the Trailhead Group.
Now, who's behind the Trailhead Group? Do you know?
Well, we pulled their IRS statement, which is about the only documentation we have. They are not registered with the Secretary of State's office. They are registered with the IRS, and according to in the end of December, one of the major contributors to them is Pete Coors of Molson Coors, former Senate candidate.
And Bill Owens is in this too somehow, isn't he?
Well, he may be. I can't find, in the documentation that I pulled, I cannot find his name on anything. Benson Mineral Group is on there. But they have a list of itemized contributions from contributors, and the largest contributors are Jones International. Pete Coors has given $100,000 by the end of last year. Holly Coors, John Osborne, and Charles Gallagher of Gallagher Industries. So these are the largest donors that are a part of this group that are trying to defame our Democratic legislators.
And the idea behind this is to get them turned out of office.
Absolutely.
To get control of the House and the Senate.
Well, and the thing that makes you so irate about this is it's one thing to field good candidates and let them go head-to-head with a sitting representative in a fair and honest discussion so that voters can make up their mind. It's another thing to be out there spreading false information about them in their own districts. It's now illegal. And I'm hoping that the Attorney General's office will actually lodge fines against them and do something to stop this terrible behavior.
Is the robocalls, are they still going on, or has the Trailhead Group stopped this?
Well, as a consequence, what I just saw was that the most recent information that I know of was on March 13th at Morgan Carroll states that the message against her that was distributed on February 28th was redistributed on March 13th, so that was a week ago.
So they're still doing it.
They're still doing it.
You know, you're right. It's one thing to have a policy debate. It's one thing to have a head-on-head confrontation between two candidates. I mean, that's the American way. But it's another thing to make these sneaky and misleading calls inside somebody's district to try to smear them about something and not provide the facts. And you would think voters would be tired of that kind of behavior.
Well, it would be interesting. I mean, it would be interesting if there was a way to call Trailhead back and ask them to cease and desist and say that we don't want these calls anymore. But unfortunately, once a robocall starts, I don't know what you do about it. I think the best chance we have of doing something about it is basically to legally go after them through the Attorney General's office and through the district attorney's offices in the various counties.
Yeah. It seems to me that that's the only way to get it done, too. Pat, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. I don't know. You know, I don't know what we can do to stop this other than to urge people to call Jeannie Smith at the Attorney General's office and urge her to investigate these robocalls from the Trailhead Group and try to get this stuff stopped. It's the only way I know how to fight back is to try to, you know, do it legally.
Well, maybe we call Pete Coors, too, since he's the major donor.
Well, you know, I don't know. The best thing to do, I think, is to go after get the Attorney General to look into it. I think that's the best way to go. And Jeannie Smith has this information. She works at the Attorney General's office, so you know, maybe that's just the way to get it done is to get a total and complete legal examination of this. And if they have broken the law, then they need to be fined for it. And I think that it's an excellent explanation to people who live in Morgan Carroll's district and the other representatives that are having this done to them that what is being done is plainly against state law. You say this law was passed in 1995.
Yes. I mean, well, actually, there was a law before that had to do with language that, you know, slanderous language. What was added in 2005, was that you cannot recklessly slander someone. And so I guess it goes beyond just my intention is to make a remark about you is if you do this knowing that this is just an innuendo, in other words, you take a reckless step on this, that too is against the law and subject to penalty.
All right, one last question. How long has the paperwork been with the Attorney General's office?
My first request for an investigation was sent in on February 16th. I mean, let's back up a second. I sent the Attorney General on February 6th, I sent him a letter basically saying, I want to make sure that you're aware of this law. And he came back and acknowledged that. And then on February 16th, I sent him the first letter on behalf of Debbie Benefield. And then I got, this is just interesting, I got a call from a reporter down in Colorado Springs, and he said, well, I called the AG's office, and they said they had received no complaints. And I said, oh, yes, they have. So I called the PR office at the Attorney General's office and said, I filed this complaint on such and such date. And then I refiled it along with the Bernie Busher complaint. So when Jeannie called me on Tuesday, she acknowledged that she had both of those plus the Mike Merrifield one. Now, she has not received Arapahoe County, but we'll make sure that she's going to get that this week.
All right, well, you know, maybe what we need to do is call over there and talk to her about it. So we will. We'll place the call today and see if she'll come on the air and talk to us about investigating these robocalls. Pat?
Let me just add one quick thing. Is that this is the 2005 CRS was 113-109. It was amended to strengthen criminal laws concerning use of false information in campaigns. It is now a Class 1 misdemeanor to even recklessly circulate or broadcast false statements. So that's the law. And one last quick thing is don't forget the caucuses are tomorrow evening. We need everybody to get out and participate.
Yeah, I should be reminding people more about that, to get to your local caucus and get out and participate. That's tomorrow evening. If people want to find out where their caucus is, where do they call?
They can go to our website, which is www.coloradodems.org, and we'll have a listing on the website, or they can call their local county party, and they'll tell them exactly where their caucus is taking place.
All right, Pat, thanks as always for being on the program. Really appreciate your help.
All right, thank you.
Okay, take care. There's Pat Walk, chairman of the State Democratic Party. Now what we need to do, I think, is turn around and call the Attorney General's office and see if we can get this Jeannie Smith on with us to talk about what's happening in investigating these robocalls, which are, you know, plainly dirty politics. And you would think that the GOP, you wouldn't want to crawl through the mud like this. To try to get control of the legislative branch of government, and the Trailhead Group, which is a 527, which is independent of the Republican Party in the state of Colorado. But you'd think that somebody in the Republican Party would speak out against this, including Bill Owens, who has plenty of time to speak out against Jay Benish, Ward Churchill, and plenty of other things, but seems to be silent about this kind of activity. Anyway, we'll try to get in touch with the Attorney General's office and see if we can get them on tomorrow to talk about what's being done about these robocalls. And in the end, what we may need to do is we may need your help to go after the Attorney General's office to get them to look into this the same way we had you help us.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals.
Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions While Supplies Last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Superior Carpet Care's customers, have them back to clean their carpets and air ducts again. That's an incredible endorsement from satisfied customers. Mary and I have used them twice, and they do a great job. It's simple. When Superior Carpet Care cleans your carpets, they stay cleaner longer, spots don't reappear, and you know that you're getting a great value. And when they clean your air ducts, they do it right. They offer the best value, too. Superior Carpet Care will clean three rooms and a hallway in your home for only $125. You heard me right, just $125 to clean three rooms and a hallway, no matter whom you've used before. You got to call Superior Carpet Care. You'll see the difference in your carpet and breathe the difference in your home, and you'll always have them back. And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you just can't beat the price to go along with their Superior Carpet work. And you know, with the snow outside and people track snow and dirt and mud in, I mean, now's the time to call Superior and get them to come clean up your carpets. And your air ducts, too. So if you need your carpets or air ducts clean, take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303-933-3000. That's 303-933-3000. And tell them J. Marvin sent you.
No matter what the story is, you're always there for family and friends. That's why you deserve something big, like the big trip to the Big Apple Sweepstakes. It's your chance to win a trip for two to New York City, plus $1,000 in spending money waiting for you at the Western Union agent location in Times Square. For every story, Western Union. To enter and get official rules, visit BigAppleTrip.com by 11:59 p.m. Pacific Time, March 26, 2006. No purchase necessary. Open to continental U.S. residents 18 or older. Void in Rhode Island and where prohibited.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, Denouncer of Travel Myths. Myth number one, Mexico cruises are too darn pricey.
Phooey! At Travelocity, there are tons of splendid cruise deals to Mexico.
Myth two, do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
Cruises to sunny Mexico starting at $249. Visit Travelocity.com/Mexico for details. Restrictions apply. Price based on availability. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8.
You know today destroys the night.
Ooh, I like that. Doors. High day 26, snow. Want school closings? Go to am760.net. We got traffic four times an hour to take care of you. All right, we're talking about Iraq, but you know what? I don't want to totally get off this robocall issue and the dirty tricks that this 527 group, which is independent of any candidate or the GOP, but you know, people in the GOP and the Republican Party, they love to talk about morals, don't they? They love to get into these discussions about morals. And it seems to me that Governor Bill Owens or somebody in the GOP would come forward and say, hey, these robocalls are not right. They distort the truth, they lead people to conclusions that are not true, and that they shouldn't be done. So we placed a call to the Attorney General's office to see if we can get Jeannie Smith or the Attorney General John Souther on to talk about what's happening with the investigation of these robocalls. Because obviously they're still going on. And we played you two examples, and maybe what we may end up in the end needing here to stop the Republicans, to stop this 527 from doing this, is we may need you to call the Attorney General, just like you called Wayne Allard's office. And while we didn't get what we needed out of Wayne Allard, we did get a statement out of him, and it was spread all over the country over all the blogs. And maybe what we need is direct action. And don't forget, too, that the caucuses are coming up on Tuesday, tomorrow night. So you want to get involved in those too. But we'll see. I'm not going to give the number out yet. I'm going to wait. We'll wait. I've got the number right here to Attorney General John Souther's office. I'm not going to ask you to go out of your way to do something until we absolutely need it. Let's see what kind of an answer we get from the Attorney General on these robocalls. Because this is, you know, Karl Rove-like politics in the state of Colorado. And I don't think we need that here. Whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican. I don't think we need it. And I don't think we want to go down that road. Now, if the Republican Party wants to have a genuine debate about the legislative future of this state and about where we're going to go, then you know what? That's great, because that's what America's all about. But sneaking around making these robocalls and claiming things that aren't true and twisting the facts for electoral advantage, because special interests are horny to get control of the state legislature, that's not right. And it wouldn't be right if Democrats did it, and it's not right with Republican organizations doing it. And yes, Bill Owens can say, the governor can say, and others can say, well, it's a 527 and they're independent and they operate on their own and blah, blah, and you go on and on about all that stuff. But you know what? It doesn't preclude the governor and others from standing up and saying that doing this kind of stuff isn't right. That it's not right. And the Republican Party and the governor, and they love to give us lectures about morals. And they love to talk about what's right and wrong. And they love to talk about morals. And they can't get enough of that, right? And they're always pointing their finger at us and giving us this moral speech. And the governor's got plenty to say about Jay Benish. And the governor's got plenty to say about Ward Churchill. And the governor's got plenty to say about this. And he's got plenty to say about that. Well, how come he doesn't have anything to say about this? And according to the newspapers, he's involved in the Trailhead group that is making these calls. There's an article yesterday, I believe, in the Denver Post, a local Colorado section, about the Trailhead group raising money. And it had Governor Bill Owens' name in there. You go do a Google search, go to the Denver Post website and type it in, and it'll come up. And before we get back to the discussion about Iraq, I'll just ask you one last time. I mean, is this the kind of politics that you want to see in Colorado, regardless if it were a Democrat or a Republican organization doing it? Is this the kind of politics you want to see? Is this what you consider fair and above board? Do you consider this to be right? I don't consider it to be right. And the only way we're going to stop stuff is to band together and say enough is enough. So we'll see what kind of answer we get out of the Attorney General's office. And I'll let you know tomorrow morning if we don't get an answer. And it may be time for all of us to send the emails, and it may be time for all of us to go to the phones again. And demand that this investigation be carried through and demand some kind of an answer. And that turns out, even if I'm the only one who calls and I'm the only one who sends an email. Because you know what? I want it stopped. Don't you? It doesn't speak well for the state. It's not right. And you know what? This 527 and these GOP-aligned groups, they can take their Karl Rove-type politics and send it back to Washington, because that's not what Colorado's all about. At least not in the time on and off that I've lived here. All right, it's 8:31 here. We're going to talk about some more about Iraq. We're 3 years into this, going into our fourth year. 303-713-7600 if you want to reflect back. If you want to make your comments about Iraq, if you want to vent your frustration, and boy, a lot of us have it, about Iraq, 303-713-7600. I got three lines open, and we'll go to your phone calls coming up. Right now, let's take a look at progressive traffic with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. Messy ride this morning, and problems just about everywhere. We're dealing with a new batch of them now in Brighton. Have a crash westbound I-76 right at I-25. Then the spin-out I-70 eastbound at Chambers, and westbound slows with a car into the guardrail at Dahlia. Now, northbound I-25 stacking up with a crash just before I-70. Also have two cars tangled up on the ramp from northbound I-25 onto westbound Highway 36. And checking out the Turnpike, eastbounders had a medical emergency at Interlochen. That's cleaned out of the way, but it is a slow ride from Sheridan over towards I-25. Also have crews still working a rollover near the wind farm on Highway 128. Checking out the forecast, going to be a cold one today. Snow throughout the morning, 30 degrees for highs. Right now we're at 23 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance, enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Learn more or sign up today to be an organ and tissue.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-440-9197 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-440-9197. That's 1-800-440-9197.
25 years of business along the Front Range, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., but if you come close to 8, they'll stay late and they'll definitely take care of you. And you know the great thing about Rockies is the people who work there, they are dedicated to making your shopping experience a good one. People like my friend Tom and Marv Alshear, my friends the Alshear brothers, and Spanky and Gerard Menard, and the list just goes on of good people. And right now the matching down incentive is going on, so how can you lose? It's the best place to get the most bang for your buck. We just sent somebody here who works with John and myself to Rockies, and they got a great deal, and we're thrilled about it. I saw them over the weekend, and they were really thrilled about the vehicle they got. Mary's thrilled about the vehicle she got, and we've been buying cars from Rockies since the early 90s, since 93, and you know what? There is just no better place to get an automobile than Rockies Autos. So if you're driving along in the snow now, and, you know, we got 4 traffic reports an hour to take care of you, and if you want school closings, go to am760.net, but if you're driving along saying, you know what, I should have bought a four-wheel drive vehicle, then you should have gone to Rockies. And it's never too late. During the matching down incentive, now's the time to go. Rockies Auto's located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Or check them out online at rockiesautos.com. See their business philosophy and check out the inventory. That's rockiesautos.com.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Join the Weld County Democrats and guest speaker Jay Marvin of AM 760's Progressive Talk Radio for their annual Roosevelt Dinner at the Mad Russian Event Center in Milliken, Colorado, March 25th. For details, call 970-351-7047 or on the web at weldcountydems.org.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
37 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 26, snow. 4 traffic reports an hour to keep you informed. And also, if you want school closings, go to am760.net. Coming up after 9 o'clock, author of How America Lost Iraq, Aaron Glantz, will be here. And then at 9:30, we'll talk to Big Ed Schultz, who's here between 1 and 4, and we'll get him to weigh in on the third anniversary of Iraq. And you can weigh in now on the third anniversary of the invasion at 303-713-7600. Here's a story that I had missed on Friday, and we found it finally on Reuters. And, you know, we can't see every website and every story that comes down. There's not that big of a staff working on the show. It's only me and John Turk. But this is the Knight Ritter newspapers now have picked up on this. Iraqi police have accused American troops of executing 11 people, including a 75-year-old woman and a 6-month-old infant, in the aftermath of a raid last Wednesday on a house about 60 miles north of Baghdad. The villagers were killed after American troops herded them into a single room of a house, according to police. According to a police document obtained by Knight Ritter newspapers, the soldiers also burned 3 vehicles, killed the villagers, their animals, and blew up the house. A U.S. military spokesman, Major Tom Keefe, said that the U.S. military has no information to support the allegations and that he had not heard of them before a reporter brought them to his attention on Sunday. You know, I want to point something out about this. And I went back and Googled this and went back and looked at this and went back and researched it. You know what? Most of these reports usually come from Iraqi civilians. The difference on this deal is this started with the Iraqi police. That's what makes this unusual about this report. And for this government to deny that this went on or to say that they know nothing about it isn't true. Because this story's been floating around since at least Thursday, that I know of, Friday, I guess, actually, is when we found out about it. And if you Google this, the police report is reprinted here. It says an 810 gunman in a white vehicle, duck type, in reference to the local name for a Toyota model, kidnapped the child. And it just goes in. It gives map coordinates, and it goes into the whole thing. And you can go read it for yourself. I mean, I'm not going to read the whole thing. And there's a list of the dead here. One woman is 75 years old. The rest are like 22 to 30 to 28 years old. There are kids involved in this that are 5 years old, 3 years old, 6 months old. And it's signed by a staff colonel in the Iraqi police. And, you know, we're not going to win the hearts and minds of anybody with this kind of activity. We really aren't. 303-713-7600, 2 lines open. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get there, we go. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you know, whether it's at the state level or the federal level, I have 2 quotes to give about the Iraq war, but as far as the robo thing and what's the execution of those civilians, you know, it fits the bumper sticker. The moral majority is a contradiction in terms, and you could change that to the moral Republicans is a contradiction in terms. They don't know what morality is. The ends justify the means for them. You know, it's sad. It's pathetic. It should not be in politics. And you know, with the execution of those civilians over there goes with one of my quotes from Ron Little out of the London Spectator. And this goes along with drawing parallels between the teacher Benesch and him saying that there are parallels between Bush and Hitler. This Ron Little out of the London Spectator writes that under Saddam's long tenure as dictator of Iraq, he murdered an estimated 60 people every day on average. That compares with an average of 40 civilian deaths per day in the bloody third year of the current war. So, you know, 6 million Jews, tens of thousands of Iraqis. I mean, what we got to get to 6 million Iraqis before we consider Bush like Hitler?
Well, see, now you and I are gonna disagree on this. I mean, we're gonna get crossways. I mean, I think it's a bad analogy. The same thing as I think it's a bad analogy on Donald Rumsfeld saying that turning over Iraq would be like turning over Germany to the Nazis. I mean, it's not a right analogy. The fact is that they're losing 50 to 60 people a day, as Lowy said on Sunday on the BBC. They're losing it to sectarian violence. And it's a situation that we can't control. It's a situation that we can't get a handle on. And you know, they are perilously close I mean, we're somewhere in the middle of a civil war and not in a civil war. Lowey says we're in one. We're not in an open, chaotic civil war, but we're certainly in a low-grade kind of problem. And this administration has no plans on how to get a hold of it. They have no plans on how to control it. They can't stop it, no matter how hard they try. It's not like the Holocaust, but it's not acceptable either.
Well, right. I hear what you're saying, David. What I'm trying to get across is it reminds me of Al Capone, okay, in Chicago. He never, I don't think the man, Al Capone, ever directly killed anybody, and I don't know that Hitler did either, and Bush hasn't either. But Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Rice, they are all indirectly responsible for every civilian death that is going on over there. Maybe not directly, but indirectly, they are responsible for every civilian death that occurs over there and every U.S. soldier's death that occurs over there. So,
well, they're directly responsible for every U.S. soldier's death. They're directly responsible for every civilian death that happens because of the war. They're responsible for those things, but they're not directly. I mean, they may be indirectly because of their lack of planning and their bad execution of what plan. I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if they had a plan. It doesn't appear that they did. But they are not directly responsible in a direct manner for the civilian deaths that we're seeing over there. Now they're coming as a result of sectarian violence. The Iraqis are responsible for that. And you know what John Murtha said yesterday is really true. It's high time that we went to the Iraqis and said, you know something? We're not staying here forever. Either get your act together or we're out of here. Because, you know what? Get your act together because you know what? We are going to leave. And either you're going to get your act together and you're going to stand on your own and you're going to stop relying on us. Or, you know what? That's it. We're leaving because we're not staying forever and a day here. And at some point, they're going to have to pull themselves together.
Well, yeah, I caught John Murtha, and I totally agree with him. I mean, if that man ran for president, he's one military person I would definitely vote for. And I totally agree with what he's saying. And that kind of goes along with the second quote from this. He was the head of the National Security Agency under President Reagan, Lieutenant General William Odom. And he draws parallels between Iraq and Vietnam and says that the difference between Iraq and Vietnam is that he draws three stages and says that staying the course will only make the damage to U.S. power greater. So, there are parallels between Vietnam and Iraq.
Well, no doubt about it. And staying the course is on the part of this administration is a slogan. It's not a plan. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And I've been saying this all morning. I'll say it again if you just tuned in. You know, next time your Republican or your GOP friends come to you and they tell you about how great things are going on in Iraq and they trumpet about how we are making progress and they want to deny the obvious that we're stuck in this quagmire, just ask them one thing. Just ask them one thing. What's the president's plan? What is George W. Bush's plan to get out? Can anybody call here and tell me what his plan is? Because I certainly don't know what it is. 303-713-7600, two lines open if you want to talk about Iraq. The third anniversary now going into the fourth year. It's 8:46, 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
M760, Progressive Talk.
Well, it's a tough one this morning dealing with slick roads, backsplash, and it's tough to see where you're going on the highway, so you want to slow it down just a little bit. Do have a car that slid off the highway now in the median westbound C-470 at Santa Fe and Brighton. A couple cars tangled up westbound I-76 at I-25, and we're still dealing with this multi-car crash westbound I-70 at Ward Road. Now, southbound I-25, seeing a slow go coming out of Thornton North Glen. Have a car in the guardrail at I-70. And then watch for a crash northbound I-25. This is sitting on the ramp to westbound Highway 36. Now checking out the turnpike, eastbounders have a medical emergency working at Interlochen. Make your way past that, and it's slow from Sheridan over towards I-25. And we have crews out working a rollover near the wind farm on Highway 128. Checking out the forecast, chilly and snowy today. Highs near 30. We're at 23 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Sylvan Learning Center will provide your child confidence to excel in school, guaranteed. Give your...
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in four-week terms, an eight-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Call now for valuable free information on guaranteed acceptance life insurance from Colonial Penn. You simply cannot be turned down. There's no medical exam to take, no health questions to answer. We've made it easy and affordable to get the peace of mind you and your family need. Call now for free information and get a free gift just for calling. Call 1-800-400-5016. That's 1-800-400-5016. 1-800-400-5016.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:51, 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Aaron Glantz coming up at right after 9, How America Lost Iraq, and then we'll talk to Ed Schultz, Big Ed, around 9:30. Right now we're talking to you about Iraq, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Reggie in City Park. Reggie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning.
Hi.
Of course, we know the president's vision is victory. That's his plan, victory. He's just going to win the war, but he's just not going to tell us. He's got a secret plan, I suppose.
Yeah, but I don't know what victory is. I mean, what does he consider victory to be? I mean, if he'll tell us that it's when the Iraqis can run their own country, I mean, they barely can form a government. I mean, that's why we need to get on their case and tell them that they either got to get their act together or, you know, we're leaving.
Yeah, I think that we have, as we gain the benefit of finding out more and more about this president on every level, Jay, they are incompetent. 60 Minutes had a story on last night about global warming and how the politics of the White House has driven our policy on global warming.
Oh, yeah.
Policy of the war. Jay, this guy has got to be the most incompetent president we've had, certainly in my lifetime.
I think he's going to go down as one of the worst presidents that this country has ever had.
I'm certain that he's made a historic mistake in getting us into the war. I don't see that we have an exit strategy or can even have one except to stay there, I would say, for at least 25 years, Jay, before we'd be able to leave. And the problem that I have with it all is that the American people put him back in office.
I agree.
You know, Jay, I watched as Colin Powell sat there at the United Nations and lied, and I don't think there's any other way to phrase it. He lied and said these tubes were for making these centrifuges for making nuclear weapons and all these various lies they told us. And then now it's about democratization. Well, he said he wasn't in the nation building when he ran. You recall, Jay, he is the least accomplished person ever to win the office. He served for governor of Texas, a weak governor of state for 6 years, and now he's the president. He's a man of no accomplishments, Jay. And the American people, 53% of them, almost 54% of them, voted him back in the office. That speaks very poorly for us.
Well, it doesn't say much. I mean, it doesn't say much for the Kerry campaign either. I mean, but you know, listen, they had this country in a situation where people were fearful. I mean, they manipulated those color codes. They had all of that, you know, they played off that whole terrorism card. They played that same card. They're still trying to play that same card today. The only difference is that you want to know something? It's not working.
No, I don't think the American people are buying it now. But, Jay, I'm fearful of what's going to happen in the 2008 elections. I don't see anybody on the Democratic side. I don't see anybody.
It's early yet. It's early yet, man. You know, you got to wait. It's early yet. I mean, we just have to wait to see who comes forward. You know, Mark Warner of Virginia will run. I'm sure Russell Feingold will be there running. We know Hillary's going to run. We'll have to see, you know, who comes forward. Joseph Biden is going to run. We'll have to see who comes forward. We'll have to see who's out there, and then we'll have to make our choice.
Yeah, I just look at this guy, and he's so incompetent on every level. His domestic program that he was touting, where is it? Where's his domestic
program? Well, you know, I agree, but look what the polls say about him.
Well, yeah.
I mean, so you know what? You're not alone in this.
I mean, he has no domestic program. His program was Social Security reform, that's dead. His State of the Union program that he laid out, nobody's even talking about it.
Well, if you break down the Pew Research poll, you know the two phrases that score the highest in respondents to characterize George W. Bush, you know what they are? One is incompetent, and the other one is idiot. I rest my case. Reggie, thanks, man. All right, let's go to Stefan in Denver. Stefan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I just want to agree with the last caller. I got to be brief here, and I just want to say Bush, I don't think he ever had a real, and he's making so much, you know, they're making so much money given the no-bid contracts out in Iraq. I don't know if they want to get out. And, you know, he might not be Hitler, but he sure has proven himself to be a ravenous leader of this country.
Oh, I think he wants to get out, but I'm going to tell you something. I think he's trapped, and the reason that they don't give us a plan on how to get out is because, you know something? They don't have any idea how to get out. Just like they had no idea what to do after they invaded. Just like they had no idea about what Iraq would be like. They thought in their minds that the war would be over by now.
Hmm. Yeah, I hope they did. I really hope they did, but I was listening to, I mean, it's hard because, you know, when they constantly make these huge blunders, it's almost like, do they want to fail? Do they really? I mean, do they have any intention of winning? I don't know, Jay.
Plan. They didn't know. Look, if you go back and look at what they did from the very beginning, going all the way back to dismantling the army, going all the way back to leaving the ammunition dumps and everything else unguarded,
yeah.
going all the way back to putting, you know, hacks, political hacks, and young kids from the Heritage Institute in charge, you know, of the Provisional Coalition Authority. If you go back and look at all of that stuff, man, they had nothing planned out. It's like they sat down. It's like they didn't sit down, and they didn't take even 10 minutes to figure out what the hell they were going to do. And now we're caught in this terrible situation. And the reason that they have no exit plan is because, you know what? I firmly believe this. They don't know how to get out. They don't know how to get out. And so all they can do is keep promoting the same option over and over again, which is to stay, which is to stay, which is to stay. And the American people are increasingly growing tired of it. Take care, Stephan. I appreciate the call, man.
You too.
All right. Stay warm and have a good day. All right. We're going to talk to Aaron Glantz and also Big Ed Schultz and take more of your phone calls coming up here as we look back on 3 years, now headed into our fourth year.
Ever noticed that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shot Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
KZN Thornton, Denver Boulder.
Traffic and weather coming up after CBS News. AM 760.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A breaking story in Houston at the retrial of Andrea Yates, who's admitted to drowning her 5 children in the family bathtub. CBS's Cammie McCormick is covering.
The judge has put off jury selection until June 22nd, with testimony to begin on the 26th. Yates' attorneys had argued that some of their witnesses were unavailable now. Yates could be found not guilty by reason of insanity, or she could be sentenced to prison. But the death penalty will not be an option in this case.
Well, the nation's highest court has said no to a tobacco giant. We're live in Washington with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The Supreme Court decided that $50 million awarded to the family of a two-pack-a-day Marlboro smoker who died of lung cancer is not too much, which means Philip Morris has to pay it. A California jury actually awarded a staggering $3 billion in punitive damages in this case. The judge knocked it down to $100 million. A state appeals court cut that in half. The company said it had put federal warnings on its cigarettes, and that should have been enough. And $50 million is way too much in damages anyway. But the high court chose not to hear the appeal. Live in Washington, Bob. CBS News.
Well, don't tell the people in the plains that this is the first day of spring. They are still in the grip of old man winter. High winds and heavy snows are forecast to sweep over Nebraska, leaving as much as 15 inches of white stuff behind. Now, the storm has already hit Colorado and South Dakota. This man, who gave his name as Kevin, is the assistant manager of a truck stop in Oklahoma, South Dakota.
The accumulation is somewhere between 15 and 18 inches where we're located. The interstate is closed between Rapid City and our location. And we have a lot of stranded travelers right now.
Well, it's off to Cleveland for the president today as he continues a campaign of reinforcing his Iraq policy. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is traveling with him.
Taking his case to the nation's heartland, President Bush will use his Ohio speech to point to progress in Iraq. Aides say he will speak about the U.S. sacrifice while claiming economic and political advances there. A spokesman has complained that the message has been overtaken by what he describes as coverage of horrific scenes.
And today in Iraq, violent business as usual. At least 7 Iraqi police officers have been killed by a roadside bomb, and authorities have found 10 more bullet-riddled bodies in Baghdad, including that of a 13-year-old girl. It's not a pretty picture. A number of studies confirm that conditions are getting worse and not better for the majority of African-American men. One problem, education, says Columbia University professor Ronald Minson.
From the third grade on, young black boys begin falling behind, and as a consequence, that contributes to their dropout rates, which then puts them in a bad position when they become young adults, and we have other expectations for them.
And the New York Times reports studies show that there is a growing disconnect between young black men and mainstream society. Checking on Wall Street, the Dow is down 10 points, the NASDAQ up 1. This is CBS News.
From being buying a home is more than the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Can't imagine making a purchase like that without having someone you can trust.
Somebody with integrity protecting you.
Ethics are crucial.
Honesty and dependability.
I can't call myself a realtor unless I complete ethics training.
Realtors adhere to a strict code of ethics, so you know you'll be treated honestly. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
They live and work by a code of ethics, and that was really important to me.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Well, we're looking at a tough drive still this morning. Northbound I-25, seeing a slow go from Cass Rock all the way up through the Tech Center. Then it stays heavy through the T-Rex in downtown. Have a crash at 23rd, adding to those jams. Watch for a stall on the ramp from southbound Santa Fe onto southbound I-25 and southbound 225. Jams for the ride into the Tech Center. I-70, expect a slow go from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. And we're getting word of a rollover on in near Boulder at 63rd and Iowa. Also have a crash working Boulderbound on the diagonal at J Road and the Turnpike loaded up in both directions as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now checking out the forecast.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcore.net.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Speaking again today in Cleveland, that they have, you know, the reason they don't get out is because I don't think they know how to get out.
Well, I don't think this is very scientific, Jay. I mean, when George Bush went into Iraq, I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but on the day that Saddam Hussein was toppled, he intercepted and went on Iraqi state TV, and he gave a speech, and he said, "People of Iraq, we did not come to stay in your country for a long time. We came to get rid of Saddam Hussein and overthrow his Ba'athist dictatorship. We came to make sure there are no WMDs, and we came to organize elections and spread democracy." Well, I think that he can very well go on TV now, and he can say, "Mission accomplished." You know, declare victory and leave. There is no weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is in the dock. We organized elections. And so all he needs to do is bring all the troops back to their bases and over the course of a few months have all of them in kind of an orderly way, come back home. It's not rocket science. And I don't understand why people say, well, he doesn't know how to leave. I mean, you know how to leave your house in the morning?
Yeah, but it's too simple. It's too simple for this guy, and now we've got all this sectarian violence going on over there. You know what? If we're up to me, I mean, I'd just pick up and leave tomorrow. I'd say, fine, you know what? We've done what we can do. You guys are going to have to work this out both politically and socially. You're going to have to figure out the answer. We can't make you do it. We can't do it for you. See you later. Goodbye. We're gone. Yet this guy doesn't want to leave. Why doesn't he want to leave? Is it that he doesn't know how to get out or that he has no intentions of getting out?
Well, I mean, you look at all his bills that he sends to the Congress. There's this latest one for for $70 billion that the Congress is rubber stamping. And all of them have money for permanent bases construction, it's true. And, you know, you look at these bases, this huge one that used to be one of Saddam Hussein's old military bases near Balad in the heart of the Sunni Triangle. We're building that up. We're even putting a movie theater in it. We're putting a Burger King in it. Things that make it seem like we're going to stay for a very long time. Congress votes unanimously almost for these things. So he's not paying the price in Washington. But the other thing you have to look at, Jay, is the way in which we have engineered things so that this kind of sectarian violence breaks out. Now, I'm not saying we did this on purpose, but you have to remember the Iraqi people in 2003 were demonstrating en masse for elections, and rather than organize those elections, which would have been very easy for us to do, what we did was we hired a company from North Carolina named RTI to pick the city councils in each city in Iraq using the ethnic background of the people there as the criterion. So you imagine somebody came to San Francisco and said, okay, the Chinese get 4 representatives, the whites get 4 representatives, the blacks get 2, the Mexicans get 1, people would have to organize themselves that way. And now he seems surprised when we have set up the system, in this fashion.
Well, there just doesn't seem to be, it's like these guys did this, Rumsfeld, Cheney, and I don't know how much George W. Bush was in on this, but that they did it and the Pentagon did it, and they had no plan other than to go there. And they had no plan for afterwards. They had no plan for anything. And you know what? Nobody has been held accountable. I mean, Murtha was saying over the weekend, Jack Murtha was saying over the weekend on Meet the Press, that Rumsfeld ought to resign, and he should. He should get out, don't you think?
Well, Rumsfeld is just, he's just on planet Mars. I mean, he's said yesterday that if we leave Iraq today, it would be like leaving Germany to the Nazis after World War II, as if we're fighting Hitler.
Right.
You can't tell the difference between Hitler and this kind of very complicated mix of, Al-Qaeda terrorists and upset Iraqis that we're up against. A complicated situation like that deserves a complicated response, and he's not up to that. But I don't know, Jay. I just think that these people, they went in without a plan, like you say, and now the situation is developing, and we can't, for whatever reason, get them electricity. We can't get potable water to these people. 20% of people in Iraq have clean drinking water now, 3 years after we went there. We can't get them jobs. 60% unemployment in occupied Iraq.
It's as high as 90% in some provinces.
That's right. As high as 90% in some provinces. So imagine you're sitting at home with no electricity, no clean drinking water, no job. You're afraid to send your children to school. This is not a recipe for nonviolence. And the fact that we have not been able to solve this problem over 3 years, people are significantly frustrated. They just want us to go home. Imagine you had your house and you invited a plumber in your house to fix something. And 3 years later, he's still there trying to fix the same leak, only now your whole house is flooded. And he keeps saying, no, just give me a little bit more time. We have to stay the course. And you say, get out of my house. I'll fix it myself. And you give me money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, repeating the same behavior over and over again is a mark of insanity, isn't it?
Well, and the other thing is there's no thinking about who exactly is attacking us. You know, I remember interviewing this car mechanic in Adamiya, the Sunni section of Baghdad, and I said, "Hey, Mr. Car Mechanic, you're in the insurgency. What do you do?" And he said, "Oh, me and my friends, we get together every night, we drink tea, we smoke cigarettes, and when the American patrol comes through, we hit it. And if no American patrol comes through, then we bomb the police station because they're collaborators. And you take the American patrol out of this, and this guy is just a car mechanic.
Yep.
He goes back to work, and there's a lot of other people like him. And if the Americans withdraw, then the new Iraqi army will not be confused in terms of fighting people like this car mechanic, fighting Al-Qaeda terrorists. They'll only have to fight Al-Qaeda terrorists. The war will be a lot simpler and more clear-cut and easier for the Iraqi forces if we leave."
It's 9:13, 13 minutes after 9. On the line here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, Aaron Glantz, who is the author of How America Lost Iraq. Do you buy Jack Murtha's idea that if we got out, that the Sunnis, that the Shia, and that the Kurds would settle things themselves and then turn on the foreign fighters and eject them from the country?
I do. I mean, I don't think that they would necessarily work together. I think that there's a lot of outcomes. The country could split up. It could be more. But I do think that the situation would be better than if we stay. I do think that our presence there makes it more difficult for these groups to get together and attack the foreign fighters. And the reason for that is that you have to remember that we are the people who are sometimes inadvertently stoking the flames of the civil war. For example, when the United States attacked Fallujah in 2004 and just bombed it, you know, to smithereens, and that is a Sunni city, all of the Sunnis and other Arabs in the Iraqi army deserted. So the only people in the new Iraqi army who fought with us were Kurds. So then the people in Fallujah saw Kurds attacking them, and they went to and then you start to see more attacks in Kurdistan.
Well, this is another point. Okay, this is another thing you can't get out of this administration. How many Iraqi battalions are combat ready? Some days they say this many. Some days they say, you know, only one. I mean, what is the true picture here? We can't get a true picture about what's going on the ground there.
Well, I mean, there's no end to the number of armed people, but I think it's definitely true that even inside the Iraqi army, most of the people in that Iraqi army are more loyal to whatever militia they also fight for than they are to the United States or even to the new Iraqi government per se. So you have this Badr Brigade, which is the military wing of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq. These people were trained in Iran by the Iranian government at a time, by the way, when America was friendly with Saddam. And then when we got rid of Saddam, they came back to Iraq, and now they are part of the new Iraqi army. So then you have Kurdish people who are the same way. They're loyal to the local Kurds. So depending on the political dynamics of the time, maybe they might fight with the Americans when they agree with the Americans, and then not fight with the Americans when the Americans want to attack someone that they like.
Hmm. All right, what about this idea? What about the idea we don't want to go because of the oil and because of the military bases?
Well, I mean, I just ask in a simple way, well, we don't want to leave because of whatever reasons George Bush comes up with. But just imagine what it will be like if we stay. I was in Vietnam recently for 4 months in Hanoi, and let me tell you, when we left Vietnam in 1975, the situation for the Vietnamese left behind was bad. I mean, there was 1 million refugees. There were 400,000 people sent to communist re-education camps. Nobody had any reliable electricity or job or anything for 15 or 20 years after 1975. But I think you'd be hard-pressed to find people who would say, if we had stayed longer and continued to bomb Hanoi and drop Agent Orange on the South, that would have solved anything. And we can't just say, like, well, there are bad people there and we need to take care of them. We need to approach this in some kind of intelligent way and ask, does our presence of 135,000 troops with 14,000 people locked up without trial in Saddam Hussein's old prisons now under our watch, does that make the situation better?
I think it makes it worse with us being there. And now, you know what else? I'll tell you something else, too. These stories come out now that are disgusting, like the one on the front page of the New York Times yesterday about this Task Force 626 and this secret unit's black room and this grim portrait of U.S. abuse of prisoners. I mean, we're losing, you know, we're losing any status or dignity or anything that we had worldwide. These stories keep leaking out. Nobody higher up gets held accountable for this stuff. We're becoming an America that nobody recognizes.
And you know what? Even though we're just waking up to this, when you see an article like that in the New York Times or some other paper when these stories are broken, this is not news to the people in Iraq. I mean, they are living this crap every day. And so I was there when the first spate of Abu Ghraib photos came out in April of 2004. People in America, I understand, were shocked. Nobody in Iraq was shocked because they had family members who had been telling them this kind of business, you know, for a year at that point. And now we are 2 years later, and the number of prisoners held without trial in Iraq by the U.S. military has actually gone up since those photos first came out. And you know, I can just tell you, based on experience, everyone who...
Oh, we lost him. Gone. All right, thank you, Aaron Glantz. Appreciate you being on the program. And we got disconnected there. And by the way, Aaron Glantz's book, How America Lost Iraq, is due out in paperback. It's 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take your calls coming up. We're going to talk to Big Ed Schultz at 9:30, 303-713-7600, one line open. And Ed, Big Eddie, coming up at 9:30 here. We'll get his take and take more of your calls up until 10 o'clock. Tomorrow, an update on the robocalls, and we'll talk about this creepy article in U.S. News and World Report about this administration thinking about doing...
That is so big.
Never seen one that big.
Yeah, I enjoy it for hours at a time.
Man, my wife sure loves the free plasma TV that I got from PlasmaFM.com.
Get a free 42-inch plasma now at PlasmaFM.com.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to DenversNewChurch.com.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning, the best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Service's Leaf Defier gutter protection system keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty at a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
DSL so we can do research online faster, react quicker.
Dump those dogs before they crash, huh, Beth?
I beg your pardon. We focus on secure investments here.
Sorry.
Which reminds me, Comcast includes McAfee security. Free.
Like no extra charge?
That's right.
Wait, that's not inside information or anything, is it? Because, I'm not going to Club Fed.
Not unless this is being recorded. It's not, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Comcast Workplace. Speed, security, and know-how to help your small business.
Ever been to prison?
Well, just visiting Mom.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Cindy Brown is founder and president of Blue Moon Works Marketing and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
The professors are excellent, and so the knowledge I gained, I was applying it immediately.
In just 18 months of class time, you're a graduate of an internationally recognized executive MBA program.
Well, it's paid for itself over and over again.
Invest in your future right now. Call 303-623-1888. That's 303-623-1888. Or go to colorado.edu/executive MBA.
Hi, honey. This ninja needs a wireless phone. The A900 by Samsung. It's slim, like my throwing blades, and black, like my uniform. And it has Bluetooth capability. Goodbye, sweetheart. Sayonara.
Buy the Sprint PowerVision Phone A900 by Samsung at Radio Shack for the lowest price ever of only $99.99 with a new two-year subscriber agreement and $100 mail-in rebate. Only at Radio Shack. Offer good through 4106 for new customers with credit approval. $36 activation fee and $150 early termination fee apply. Phone subject to availability. Restrictions apply. Details in store.
A show the NSA wouldn't dare spy on. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
No, but would they do a physical search of the studio without a warrant? 9:22, 22 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, looking back on 3 years of Iraq, now going into our fourth year. All right, let's get back on the phones. We got one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Castle Rock. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I really enjoyed listening to your guest just a minute ago until his abrupt departure.
Yeah, and that was kind of weird, wasn't it?
It was. And I was waiting on hold some of the points that I was going to make that he had already made, but the incompetency that's gone on in Iraq notwithstanding, I believe they do have a plan. I think their plan is to stay, and they can't come out and tell people, we are staying. The reason I think that is that they're building bases. A lot of the points that he made, they're, all of the efforts that we see is get more money, pour more money into Iraq. That money is going to rebuild it in our image. They put in what they were hoping was a puppet government, but I think the incompetency came back to the fact that they didn't expect the insurgency to just continue. And I put myself in their place, and it doesn't surprise me at all that they will continue until we leave. But we're not leaving, and that's why he's outselling it, because he can't come out and say we're not leaving.
I mean, that sounds logical to me, but I'm not so, I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if I agree with you or not. I guess what I see is, here's what I see. I see an administration that did poor planning.
Mm-hmm.
That they were warned that the insurgency was forming, and they chose to ignore it. You know that new book, Cobra 2, that is out, and they had excerpts of the book in the New York Times. And one of the things they bring up in the excerpt that I read is that they were warned that the insurgency was forming, and they chose to ignore it. They thought that this would be over with and that they could pick up and leave within a matter of, you know, months.
Mm-hmm.
And they ignored the insurgency. They engaged in poor planning. And I don't know if they went there and decided to maintain, you know, that they were going to maintain some kind of military presence there and get their hands on the oil. I find that to be an extremely attractive argument. But the other thing is I see this as being a totally incompetent administration that has got themselves into something in which there is no good escape. Because listen, let's say, even though you and I want them out, right? We want to get out. And as Murtha pointed out yesterday on Meet the Press, I mean, either they'll work it out or they'll never work it out, okay? And we view it as being, all right, you know what, let the Iraqis work it out. And the situation is going to have to be come what may. And if they split the country up, they split the country up. If what else can we do? Because we don't want to be caught in the middle of a civil war, which they're perilously close to, or if you believe Alawi, they're already in one. But if we go and things go to hell in a handbasket, you know, the one thing that's going to happen that this guy in the White House hates is it's going to be plastered all over the frickin' world that this guy was wrong.
Well, I think that's very true.
And he's one of these guys that can't sit down with you, and he can't sit down with me, and he can't say he's wrong. So he's one of these guys that will continue on this, doing the same thing over and over and over again, because he can't admit that he made the wrong move.
Well, and that's an important point. The hubris in which they have approached this scenario. People tell them what's going to happen, and they deny it because, one, everybody surrounding George Bush, I believe, tells him what he wants to hear. He wants to hear this is going to work out, but he's not really hearing the message that here are the challenges that you're going to face. And so I personally believe that is the reason that the incompetence has seemed so apparent, because he's not paying attention to the reality of the situation.
No, he's not.
One of, And one of the things that I've noticed about the neocons is that those guys, my feeling about them after reading the Project for New American Century document is they are playing, they're playing Risk. They're playing a board game that does not take into account the human lives that are involved, the feelings of the people, the feelings of themselves for their country. All of the things that are of real meaning in our lives, they're not paying attention to that. They're looking at oil supplies going down. We need to have military bases in order to make sure that we control that. If Saudi Arabia goes south, then we can go ahead and be here and pick right up where we left off. And it's just not realistic because it doesn't consider the fact that these are human beings that don't want that to happen in their country, and they're never going to stop.
Right. I mean,
until we're gone.
Yeah. I mean, they don't want to face the true facts. And you know what it is? Then they drag us into it. Okay, mm-hmm. Then they try to force this crap off on us. It's like, I don't know if you're old enough to remember the 5 o'clock follies in Vietnam, where they would have these briefings every afternoon. And they would give, you know, body counts, and they would talk about all this stuff. But the more they kept talking about it, the more it became apparent that they weren't living in reality, that the situation was falling apart, that we weren't winning, that things were going downhill. And it's like this administration repeats the same pattern. This guy will get out today in Cleveland. He'll go through the same scenario again that he's gone through a million other times. He'll try to sell the same bill of goods. They live in the same degree of unreality. Look at the statements that Cheney and Rumsfeld make. Look at the statements that they made over the weekend. Look at the statements about, well, you know, the insurgency is in its last throes. Yeah, you know what? Right. I mean, they're not, you know, there's a part of me that wants to say that you're right. There's a part of me that wants to say that that we're there for the oil, that we want to stay there, that we want to have some presence there, that we really don't want to leave. But there's also a part of me that says that these guys are so incompetent that they've got us into this situation, and you know what? They can't find their way out.
And I think my point is both of those things are true. Their ideology created a problem. Their inability to analyze a scenario and come up with a reasonable response based on their arrogance is the incompetence. So I think that those two things are running on parallel track, and that's why, you know, I was laughing when you were talking about the things that they've said earlier during your show. You were talking about a number of different things that had happened throughout time from the beginning to the end, and it's just staggering to me the level of incompetence, but I really think it goes back to that arrogance.
All right, man. You know what? Good call. Appreciate it. Good thinking call. Appreciate your time. Glad you're on the show.
Thanks.
All right. Have a good day. It's coming up on 9:30 here. We'll talk to Big Ed Schultz coming up, and we'll take more of your calls, too, on this third anniversary of the invasion of Iraq.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime, 720-529-5442, or look at my work and list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
Parker Road, all the way down. I-70 also seeing slower speeds from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. We do have a rollover in the clearing stages near Boulder at 63rd and Niwot, and trouble on the turnpike now, car versus the semi versus the median. That's Denver bound on the turnpike at Davidson Mesa. Onto the forecast, chilly and snowy today, highs close to 30. We're at 23 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A&H Windows is the only window and siding company in Colorado personally endorsed by Tom Martino, and they want to help you save on your heating bill. Right now, get one-third off your window purchase, plus get 40% off all siding. To schedule your free in-home estimate, call 421-7100 or go to khwindows.com.
March 20th, 2003, the U.S. invaded Iraq. 3 years later, we're still there. Why?
What's changed?
When will we get out? Question the answers here on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this 1 hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
All right, it's 9:31, 29 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're driving around out there in the snow and you think to yourself, you know what? I wish I had four-wheel drive. Well, it's not too late to get four-wheel drive. Go on out to Rockies, because their matching down incentive is going on right now, up to $1,500. So you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down. Put $500 down, and they'll put $500 down, and you got $1,000 down. Put $1,000 down, they'll put $1,000 down, and you got $2,000 down. And they've got the largest selection of clean, light model cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Yep, you heard me, SUVs, four-wheel drive. They're at Rockies right now. Every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and they have got virtually every make and model you can think of. And good folks working out there, too. People like the Alshire brothers, who I bring up all the time, Tom and Marv, they're great people. And Spanky, Gerard Menard, all of the folks who work at Rockies are there to help you out. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on almost 25 years of business along the Front Range. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Check them out on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can do that in the comfort of your home or your office. Look at the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, read their business philosophy, and do some shopping from behind your desk or your chair, and then get in touch with them when you see something that you want. Rockies, I'm telling you, they are great people to deal with. We just sent a friend who we work with here to Rockies over the weekend, and he was extremely pleased, and Mary was pleased when she bought her car. So you know what? Check out Rockies. They've got the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado, and that matching down incentive is going on right now. So it's up to $1,500. So if you got 15, they'll put 15, and you got 3,000. And I'm telling you, they got SUVs and they got four wheel drive vehicles. Rockies Autos. Check them out, conveniently located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. There's a big sign out there in front, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Are frightful fuel prices and evil stop-and-go traffic taking a toll on your employees? Let Telework, one of the heroic ride arrangers, rescue your company from driving dilemmas that zap employee productivity and morale. Tap into the power of telework by attending Ride Arrangers 2006 Regional Telework Conference. Learn about today's telework solutions from some of telework's mightiest experts and advocates, including U.S. Congressman Mark Udall. Plus, hear presentations and panel discussions from metro area employers using telework technology. If your company is exploring or expanding the telework option, this conference is for you. Space is limited, so register early and pay just $59 for this April 10th event. For information, visit drcog.org or call Ride Arrangers at 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL, presented by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Snow falling out there, and it's 9:35, 25 minutes in front of 10. We got four traffic reports an hour to take care of you. If you want to get to school closings, go to am760.net. We just saw some guy. I don't know. It was a luxury car because I couldn't really tell what kind of car it was, but it was a luxury car. What road is this over here? He spun out on it, though, coming down the hill. So it's up there. And you know what? Even you know something else in 25 minutes. John Turk and myself are going to be out there. That's reason enough to get off the highway. All right, you hear him here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. Let's go talk to my buddy, Big Ed. Here's Ed Schultz. Eddie, good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Well, we're 3 years into this thing, now headed into the fourth year. Some reflections and some look backs on your part.
Well, I think that we're still getting the sell job. American infrastructure is being compromised at home on a theory that we're going to be safer by doing what we're doing over there. And the public isn't buying it. Every survey that's out there, Jay, every prediction that has been made by this outfit is just flat out wrong. I mean, how could they get it so wrong for so long and cost so much and the American people, you know, not get it? Even those who don't even follow the news are starting to figure this thing out. It's gone way beyond its life expectancy for Americans.
Well, the president's going to be out in Cleveland today trying to sell this thing again. They were, you know, surrogates of the administration, including Dick Cheney, was on all the Sunday talking head shows trying to sell the thing again. And you're right, the majority of the American public doesn't buy it anymore. But you know what? I don't, and I've been talking about this all morning. What is the plan to get out? I don't think these people have a plan to get out.
They have no plan to get out. It's all going to be done on the come, depending on, you know, how successful the Iraqi security forces are. We've heard that for 2 years. I know we went back and listened to some old tapes of my show. 2 years ago, I was saying they ought to bring the Iraqi troops over here, put them into the military boot camps that our guys go through to make sure that they get the training, and then ship them back over there. You know, so the American people can see firsthand exactly what's going on. The situation is so volatile in Iraq right now that we can't get the full disclosure on exactly how these troops are being trained and how they're responding to all of this. I don't think we're going to be out by the end of the year. I think that this low-grade civil war, whatever you want to call it, is going to continue to spiral out of control. I don't want to be negative, but we really have nothing positive to go on. Obviously, this is a bridge too far, and the Iraqi people aren't going to be able to be better off if we continue to have a 140,000 troop presence in Iraq. That's my take on it, and I think that we need to change the course, change the strategy. I think John Murtha's call for redeployment looks more and more attractive all the time, and I think if Bush were to do that, his support with the American people would go up.
Well,
I think the Republicans would probably get a boost with the American people.
God bless John Murtha yesterday, too, as talking about Rumsfeld tendering his resignation or being fired, and that everybody who is responsible for the whole thing being let go, at least he's got the guts to stand up there and say that. Rumsfeld should have been fired a long time ago.
Well, Rumsfeld is the architect of a lot of this, and he's the one that has miscalculated a lot of this, and it all goes back to what he visioned the United States Army to be, and downsizing and mechanizing and such stuff as that. And that type of military has not fit this mission, it appears. And I think it's really important that everybody stop thinking about, you know, a victory. We don't know what that is. That is such an open-ended comment.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's such an open-ended theory. You know, I was in Eugene, Oregon over the weekend, Jay, and we went to this anti-war protest. Pretty mainstream people there from what I could see. Pretty normal-looking Americans. It wasn't the long-haired, pot-smoking crowd, anarchists, or anything like that, if I could use that terminology.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, well,
I just think Americans are fed up.
I think they are. I think they're fed up, too. And you're right. We don't know what victory is. And stay the course is a slogan, not a plan. And when he talks about we'll stay there to achieve ultimate victory, well, you know, what is that? I mean, I'd love to sit down and ask the GOP. I'd love to sit down and ask the president, what is victory? Can you tell us exactly what you think that is? How do you envision that?
Well, they envision victory as the security forces being able to control the government and being able to protect the parliament, protect the leaders, and not be subject to a coup d'etat or any type of insurgency controlling the country. In the meantime, in the midst of all of this, the insurgency and the pushback on this government is so strong, we're pumping less clean water, less electricity. You know, they love to ask this question, Jay, if you knew back then what you know now, how would you have voted on the war? Why don't you turn that question around and say, do you think the Iraqi people, if they had known they were going to go through this kind of suffering, would they wanted us to invade?
Yeah. I agree.
They were wrong about the link of Al-Qaeda and Saddam. They were wrong about the WMDs. They were wrong about us, how we were being greeted and treated. They were wrong about the insurgency and its last throes, which Cheney said yesterday at the time he thought that was the right thing. Well, what does that say about your intelligence, you meathead?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on. That's just blatantly lying to the American people. That's just admitting to the American people that, you know, you're throwing comments out there, but you're really not sure. That's what he thought at the time. He was saying that on absolutely no basis. He told the American people that the insurgency was in its last throes. yet he couldn't back it up because he thought that's what it was at the time. That in itself is an admission of guilt of misleading the American people.
Well, we've always had poor intelligence when it came to Iraq because the intelligence agencies in the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years has been shifted over to watching Iran and seeing what's going on in Iran. I mean, it's like we didn't know Iraq from a hole in the ground. We miscalculated everything. And when I say we, I'm not talking about the listeners of the station. I'm not talking about you and me. But I'm talking about the people in control in this country. We just miscalculated the whole thing. Nothing that they have talked about is right. I mean, you've got unemployment in some provinces in that country up to 90%. You know, if you're sitting around, you don't have any water. You don't have any electricity. You don't have any sewage. And you got no job. Well, then what are you going to do? You're going to join the insurgency.
Yeah, that's exactly what has happened. You know, the other innate problem that parallels Vietnam, in Vietnam, the infiltration was so strong and it was so effective because we didn't speak the language. Our troops didn't speak the language. We have the same language barrier right now in Iraq. The American troops are in an untenable position. And this is why they have to take such an aggressive posture when they go out and they do their mission and they are breaking down doors of innocent people and rounding people up that have nothing to do with the insurgency. And that, of course, creates a PR problem.
Yep.
and an image problem around the world. In the meantime, we are not making any headway on communication on the ground and detecting truly what how infiltrated the Iraqi police are, the security forces are, and this is the great fear that's going on right now. You get people talking back and forth to one another who are up close to our troops. They don't know what they're saying, whether they're planning to kill them, whether they're planning to plant a bomb. And this is the key issue when it comes to paralleling the what has unfolded in Vietnam and what is history.
47% of the Iraqis think it's okay to kill Americans. This is a mess.
Well, it is.
And it's an absolute mess.
That number isn't going to change. The president's losing the will of the people. He's going to lose the Congress if this continues, which would be a good thing. I think that the worm has turned in America. I think that this is going to be a very important election, what I call the perfect political storm in America. We'll find out the direction of this country by the end of the year, I think.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. Before we run out of time here, some Big Ed news. You're on the road?
We're in Los Angeles this morning. Be here for 3 days, and we're on to San Diego. Got a big event in San Diego on Friday night. Going to do a little fishing on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Then it's up to San Francisco for a few days, then over to Sacramento, then back to the frozen tundra. Hopefully it'll be melted out by then.
Hopefully. Sir, you're catching some good warm weather out there?
It's about 50 in L.A. this
morning.
Well,
for you, that's warm.
Yeah. So had dinner last night with a writer from the L.A. Times, so maybe they might give us a couple lines. Who knows?
Good for you. Well, it's always great to have you on the program, and we thank you for taking time out of your road tour to be on here, and you know you're welcome anytime.
I appreciate that, Jay. Thanks so much.
All right, Eddie, take care.
You bet.
All right, there's Big Ed Schultz, and you can hear him this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. One line open at 303-713-7600, 945-15 in front of 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's going to be a slow drive just about anywhere you go due to the weather conditions, but no major delays right now. We're clearing up a couple of accidents that I'm going to slow you down just a bit. A car slid in the median there, eastbound on 270, right after York, slowing it down through there. Also, a couple of cars involved in an accident southbound I-25 at 6th Avenue. It's on the right shoulder, though. And if you're coming out of Boulder on the turnpike, there will be some delays as you approach Davidson Mesa. A couple of cars and a semi involved in an accident there. Weather forecast for the rest of the day, snowy, windy, cold conditions. You can tell spring's on the way. An inch or so expected in town, a few more east of Denver. High of 29, snow tapers off tonight, low 15, partly sunny, still chilly tomorrow with a high of 33. Right now it's 19 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunity.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
AM760.net. AM760.net.
Here you go.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that right now is the time to replace your windows with the Regency Bristol window. The news says to expect up to a 70% increase in energy costs. This is Dave Logan. I'm especially glad now that I have the Regency Bristol window in my home. Right now, you can win a house full of Regency Bristol windows absolutely free. Just log on to bristolwindows.com or call 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
When I got the check in the mail, I couldn't believe it. Never in my life have I held on to so much money. I felt like I won the lottery or something.
Are you currently receiving a structured settlement from something like a car accident, wrongful death, or personal injury? Would you like to stop waiting for the payments and get one big check? Call J.G. Wentworth for a powerful free booklet that will reveal how to get your money now.
I just couldn't wait for the settlement payments to come trickling in. This check is huge. It's going to change my life and the life of my family.
If you're serious about getting your money now, call for this powerful free booklet. The booklet is free and the information, life-changing.
If you need the money now, you really should call for the free booklet.
Pick up the phone and change your life today. Call 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962. 1-800-700-2962.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime. Time 720-529-5442 or look at my work and list of references online at kirkpatrickwindows.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Little punk. War profiteering! War profiteering! All right, it's 9:49, 11 minutes away from 9. You know, we should have played that this morning at like 6:08. Oh, what a morning it has been. Snow, a high of 26. We got traffic reports to keep you covered here for an hour. And you want school closings, go to am760.net, and it's still snowing outside. And I guess the storm is here and just arrived late. Because I've been saying all morning, I mean, John Turk and I, man, we got up early. We were ready. We thought, man, there'll be like 11 inches on the ground. We were thinking about staying in a hotel last night. Then we got up this morning.
Not together. Get that straight.
And the roads were clear. Wasn't that big of a hassle. I don't know how it is out there now. We saw this guy in a luxury car go sliding down the hill here. All right. Anyway, let's get back on the phones. We go to, where are we going here? We're going to William in Boulder. William, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yes, William.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I just wanted to say something. You know, the same week your wife broke her arm?
Yep.
I broke my arm. I smashed my elbow and my lower arm.
Wow.
And, yeah, I've been hurting pretty bad ever since. But I'm getting better, you know.
That's painful.
It is. So I wanted to mention what I believe is Bush's exit strategy out of the Iraqi fiasco. I believe his strategy is basically in 2009 when he hands over the presidency to Hillary, that she'll have to deal with it. Because I don't think they have anything other than that.
I think you're right. I think he's going to pass it on, whether it's turns out to be Hillary,
exactly.
McCain, or whoever it turns out to be. Yeah, he'll pass it on to the next administration. Yep, I agree.
And that's basically all I wanted to say. Can I plug my doctor?
Sure.
Okay, Dr. Cook at the Boulder Medical Center took good care of me. And then the community hospital, I had to have pretty good surgery on it, and the Boulder Community Hospital did a real good job for me. They're good people over there.
Yeah, the Boulder Community Hospital is a great place. You're right about that.
So So I'm going to let you go, and I want to hear more callers. I know there's more people back there waiting to call.
All right. William, thanks, man.
Sure, buddy.
Okay, talk to you. Let's go to Kim in Loveland. Kim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I was at Ambassador Wilson's gig Saturday night. Sat right behind you, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow. Did you come up and say hello?
Well, I called up to make sure you were aware of the fact that right after you left that Danny Newsom sang your accolades. You weren't there.
No, because it was late. Both Mary and I were tired. My hand was hurting, and it was snowing out, and we had an hour drive, so we figured we better get going.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that you and your listeners, you know, were aware of the fact that she had sang your praises and told you to keep up the good work, and I'm glad you're there, and I'm sure a lot of other people are, too. What did you think of the program Saturday night, though?
I thought it was great. I had a great time. I thought everybody who spoke, I thought Bill Ritter was outstanding. I thought Bill Winters was outstanding. I thought Angie Piccioni tore it up. I'm really excited about Angie Piccioni. I think she's great. And I'm excited about Bill Ritter. I'm excited about all the candidates. I think they all did an excellent job, and the ambassador was great, too.
Yeah, I feel encouraged and somewhat hopeful for the first time in a long time now.
Well, all of those people are fighters, and that's a good thing. And that's the Mary remarked about this, and I'll say it too. That's the best I've heard Bill Ritter in a long, long time. He was definitely fired up.
Yeah, he's on the money, and as a native of Colorado with four generations living in this state right now, you can bet I've got some concerns about the direction the state of Colorado is going.
Yeah, I thought all of them were great. I thought Bill Ritter was outstanding, and I thought that Angie Piccioni was outstanding, and I thought Bill Winter was outstanding. And you know what? They were all really, really, all of them were really, really good, and Danny did a great job, and it was a great time. And for those people who didn't go, you should have been there because it was a good time was had by all.
Yep. Okay, that's all I wanted to say. Keep up the good work, then.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.
All right, let's go to Paul in Gunnison. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I'm sitting here in Gunnison, and we got a little bit of the snow that maybe you didn't get, and maybe you've got some intelligence on the weather report.
I don't know, man. We just didn't get what we thought we were going to get. Although it's been snowing all morning. It just wasn't piled up like John and I thought it was going to be this morning.
No, I'm watching all the robins here. They've got kind of confused looks on their faces, but they're doing pretty well. I want to thank you, too, man, for all the, you and Ed, here I am in Gunnison, I'm listening to your station all the time.
Thank you, appreciate it.
And there's more than me, you guys come in here really nicely. You know, we lose you in the evenings, but during the day you just bomb in here. So.
Yeah, good. Well, when we get into the hours of no power, yeah, then there's some problems.
Yeah. Well, Jay, what I wanted to say was, we keep talking about how the war is not going as, they planned and that they had bad planning for it and everything. One thing that I got to say about these guys that are in power right now is, Jay, they seem to kind of know what they're doing. As far as keeping the American public in a spin. And, when you think about this war and you think, well, now what would be the stupidest way we could possibly fight it? I'd say we could just start checking things off a list here. They've done everything wrong. We keep saying that, but what we keep saying is that, well, it's not going to plan. And Jay, their major tool here is fear. That's how they've kept things going as long as they have with the
American. Yeah, but the polls indicate that it's coming unraveled. The polls indicate that it's so bad that it's threatening, Bush's Republican base, that even Republicans who are answering these polls, even they're turning around and saying that they think that the country is going in the wrong direction, that they're cynical and against the war, that they feel like the war is going in the wrong direction. I mean, things are beginning to come unraveled, and, I don't think that whole fear factor / security thing, I think he's losing his edge on that.
I agree with you 100%, and what that's a testimony to, or a testament perhaps, is, the American people, are coming around. And, I mean, if anything, it's sort of like, well, let's have some, you know, that's good. We can have some faith in ourselves, you know, that we can't take this indefinitely. You know, I frequent a few of the right-wing webs, blog sites or, you know, the forums. But, you know, Jay, I got to tell you, there is a hardcore group of them there that they just think every single criticism that is totally legitimate and able to be backed up by facts, right? But they don't believe it. And so maybe this is the last, you know, the last hurrah there, or the last bastion of support for Mr. Bush.
No matter what you sell, you're always going to find somebody who will buy it. The question is, what's the size and what's the amount of people that will buy it? And the amount of people that are buying the Bush argument are shrinking by the day. Paul, stay out of the snow, man. I'm out of time. Thank you for calling in, though. Appreciate you being there.
Thanks a lot for you, too, man.
Okay, you got it. See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's it for this morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. And please be careful out there on the roads. Keep it on AM 760 for traffic reports. School closings at AM760.net. And take time to reflect on the fact that we have been in Iraq 3 years, going on in the fourth year. And God bless our troops. I mean, just God bless them. And let's hope the American people are waking up. I think they are. All right, Al Franken is next. Have yourselves a good day and stay alert.
Your progressive station, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast, routine. Fresh baked power bagel, unroutine. Fresh baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other, and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers.